Oh, very judicious words there. Professor Catherine Sutherland, Professor of English, Jane Austen Specialist from Oxford University. Thank you very much indeed. Although, of course, you know, let's just dash a few women's dreams. Now, talking of dashing women's dreams, my top colleague John Holmes is here. You must have dashed a few women's dreams in your day, eh?
I couldn't possibly comment. If I dashed any of yours, do you dream of me?
Oh, you turn up every day.
Yeah, fair point. Hello, how are you?
I'm very well indeed.
Good.
I'm getting a lashing on Twitter.
Are you?
I am, again.
Yeah, well,
I keep saying things that people don't like.
Yeah, you do that. It's what you do.
I don't love it. I just find it strange that people get upset by people giving opinions.
You know they'll get upset.
I know they'll get upset, but I don't think you should not write things just because someone gets upset.
Oh, I agree with that.
That's your radio show.
I spend the entire afternoon saying things that upset people.
Mr. Holmes, what's happening on your show?
Will it be upsetting people? We're going to be talking... we've got guests today, actually. We've got Tom
so
Kerridge.
The injunctions
Tom Kerridge
are
is coming.
Then?
Yeah, Tom Kerridge is coming.
Really?
There's his book right there.
Him.
He's coming. He's lost about 10 stone or something. Anyway, he's coming in to talk to us about
he's
that.
Lost a whole person.
He's lost me, I think. if I climbed on him, I still wouldn't be, I don't think, as heavy. I wouldn't be as heavy.
I think you should sit on him the whole way through the interview.
Just to say what it used to be like.
I
might wrap myself around his guts. Just to say, look, remember what it used to be like.
It's a beautiful image.
Yeah,
but I actually have to see this. Brilliant.
There's radio for the afternoon for you. A man wrapped around a chef's guts.
Absolutely. It'll never catch on. John Holmes here from 1 o'clock. Sam Delaney from 4. Don't forget Paul Ross back with you at 6 o'clock. All your breakfast show needs. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers. And you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
With Sky Bet, great just got greater. Introducing the all-new Cash Out Boost. Turbocharge your winnings with a chance to win a cash bonus when you cash out your bet. We could make £40 into £48, £20 into £30 and £25 into £50. With Cash Out Boost from Sky Bet, why cash out anywhere else? Sky Bet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. Max cash out boost to the value of £50. Amounts will vary. When the fun stops, stop.
Let's be anything but beige. Because right now at Wickes, there's 3 for 2 on absolutely all paint. That's all brands, all types, all colours, all the way up to the 21st of February. Wickes, let's do it right.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Hello. It's just gone 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Thursday, I'm John Holmes. Victoria has got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the NHS is in crisis. Closure of child migrant scheme is slammed. And Mr. Darcy might not look like how you imagine.
Talk Radio.
NHS England's performance against targets for A&E, cancer and trolley weights is at its worst on record. Figures for December show 86.2% of emergency patients were seen within 4 hours. The target is 95%. Dr. Sarah Wollaston is the chair of the government's health committee.
This target acts as, if you like, the canary in the mine for the whole system, because when A&E is really suffering with huge backlogs, it's often because there are pressures throughout the hospital system.
Tata Steel is selling its specialty steels business to Liberty House Group for £100 million. The agreement covers two sites in China and several in the UK, including Rotherham, Stocksbridge, Brinsworth, Bolton and Wensbury. The community union says it hopes it will mean longer-term job security. MPs have compared the government's decision to cap the number of lone child refugees coming to Britain to Donald Trump's controversial travel ban. The Home Secretary's defended the government's efforts despite announcing the closure of a scheme to help them. Campaigners heard wanted to settle 3,000 children, but only 350 have been accepted. Five schoolgirls are being treated in hospital after the bus they were on overturned in North Lanarkshire. It happened near Our Lady's High School in Cumbernauld this morning. New York-born Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has given up his American citizenship. 2 years ago, the Tory had to pay out a big tax bill despite not living in the US since he was five. And Jane Austen's famous heartthrob, Mr. Darcy, isn't actually tall, dark or handsome. Academics have created what they call the first historically accurate portrait, which shows a Pride and Prejudice character with powdered white hair, a long nose and a pointy chin. Professor of Bibliography at the University of Oxford, Catherine Sutherland, has been speaking to Talk Radio.
A later novelist, Charlotte Bronte, and indeed her sister Emily Bronte, they give us really quite precise descriptions of their heroes. And interestingly, it's probably their descriptions of dark, brooding, physically active men who have influenced our film idea of what is perfect.
That's the end of the news.
You were sort of looking at me throughout that, weren't you? When she said dark, brooding, physically active man.
Well, no, you're just in the same room as me. What else should I look at?
That parcel tape, suspiciously, like from the other day.
I'm actually going to take that out of the studio because I don't want a repeat of what happened the other day. It was horrendous.
I parcel taped Victoria to a chair during her news bulletin.
Because then, you're a horrendous human being.
And then she got... I'm not a horrendous human being. That's just the image that was portrayed of me in literature. But in reality, I wouldn't be a horrendous human being. I'd be
a brooding,
dark man.
But you chose to portray yourself as that in literature. You wrote about yourself.
Oh, I did do that in the book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, you mean? The excellent, well-reviewed... memoir.
I mean, I have disturbing images from reading some of the book, because obviously I didn't finish it.
You should finish it.
I don't know if I want to hear anything more about your bedroom antics as a teenager.
That's basically what it is, isn't it? I overshared. Anyway, it's in book form. £7.99, Amazon. Right, okay, so thank you, Victoria, for that.
I'm not finished!
Oh, what? Now what is it?
Talk Radio National Weather.
Weather. Light snow or sleet showers across northern and eastern regions. Sorry, what was that?
Nothing, I was clip. Cough.
That wasn't. That was you mimicking me.
Just got a little cough. Sorry.
Cloudy for many, very cold with highs of just 6 degrees.
6 degrees?
Yep.
Okay. So if you go, if you go out this afternoon, do wrap up because it's going to be 6 degrees. Now, here's Ben. Thank you, Victoria. Here's Ben. It's Ben. He's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsene Wenger has called for a united front at Arsenal, despite growing disillusionment with recent results. The Gunners have suffered back-to-back Premier League defeats to Watford and leaders Chelsea, leaving them 12 points behind the Blues. Wenger wants everyone to come together.
It's important we focus, respond, and as well get our fans behind the team and... We have to respond to disappointment together.
West Ham manager Slaven Bilic has calmed fears over Andy Carroll's latest injury problem. The forward hasn't trained all week, so is a doubt for Saturday's Premier League game with West Brom. Bilic says it's nothing major. On to rugby, England have made two changes to the side that beat France last weekend for this Saturday's trip to Wales. Exeter's Jack Noll and Harlequins forward Jack Clifford come in for Gloucester wing Johnny May and Northampton's Tom Wood. Finally, the Rugby League Super League's back this evening with seven-time champions Leeds heading to St Helens. There's full live commentary of the match over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben, there with the latest sports news powered by TalkSport. We're still working on Victoria's news sign-off so far. It's the front runner is That Was The News.
No, that's the end
of the news. Yeah. I'm sure we can do better. And we'll keep those lines open today as well, actually, if you do have a better sign-off for Victoria. She's working her way through some of your suggestions. 87222.
Start your message with a word, Talk.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's do a Thursday. It's going to sound like this.
Talk Radio.
Make your Valentine's Day magnifique with Lidl's French Week. They've got 12 garlic butter-filled snails to share, only £1.99. And to finish, try Lidl's delicious chocolate fondant, just £1.29. Impress this Valentine's Day and see the full French range in-store now at Lidl. Subject to availability, NIMA vary, selected stores.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Okay, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, let's talk about tonguing strangers in the street. So what's the premise of this show? Get a different diversity each day to review one of Tori Amos's albums.
Live on Peruvian TV.
Thank you. Horatio, it's not a spectrum.
The Scotch Egg Challenge.
Berko!
Next, a female farmer has breastfed
a radio presenter on a little Listen To station. Madonna, come on. I am up for coming to live with you and being your son.
Babels are 104.
So I don't understand. So it's loads of cat fans. Paid intern Cornelius.
You can't get a date.
What's round?
Lenses.
No.
Glasses frames.
No.
The testicles.
No, that's my pocket I'm rubbing. Oh.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am out to get on a job.
So hello then, good afternoon, and welcome to Thursday's Talk Radio in the afternoon time, what thing? I am a man called the name of John Holmes, and first of all, thank you to you. Thank you to you for making this show the most listened to show on Talk Radio.
Yeah!
The listening figures came out yesterday, and apparently we're the biggest show on the station, so... we've analysed the data. That is upwards of 12 listeners now. 12. You know, last time around it was about 9. Up to 12 now. Yes, at least two of them are Victoria's mum and Chloe, through the glass there, who occasionally listens because she has to, because she's got to press the button to make the adverts come on, although even she can only listen to around 30% of it, if I'm honest. Not even that. If it was the other day, she's distracted by a banana. But anyway, we'll take the figures where we get them. Talk Radio, now Britain's 38th.
Oh, no.
Most. Well, here you go. Listen to the figures. The figures don't lie. Britain's 38th most popular national radio station out of a possible 42.
Oh.
Yeah, because there are some new stations now. So if you listen to those numbers.
Don't tell them that.
Right, if you listen to those numbers, both of them are up, aren't they? So 32 to 38, that's gone up. And 39 to 42, yes. That's up as well. See, I can do radar spin. I can do it. Yeah, the numbers are up. Anyway, that's the top line. The numbers are up. Anyway, good afternoon. Welcome along. As like the speculation over Jeremy Corbyn chucking in his socialist towel continues. Well, it's a largely ineffectual towel. Of course, one of those ones that, despite it being in the bathroom, it doesn't really do anything and no one likes it. That's the Jeremy Corbyn towel. But we now, like a different sort of towel, press on. With an afternoon of programme. Let's firmly attach ourselves to between 1 and 4 o'clock then, where we will attempt to fill the gaps. Where the news, sport, travel, weather, car adverts with James Corden on them aren't. With our usual array of ill-conceived and poorly executed radio features. First one to tell you about is the one that happens in this hour, and it's important. Listen carefully if you are a new listener, because we need your help to ruin the news at 2 o'clock.
At 5!
We call it Headline Hijack. Now, you've heard, I'm sure, of the proliferation of fake news. Well, this is where it all began. It's a global phenomenon now, isn't it? Everybody, the media, everyone, all talking about it, the fake news. All talking about it. It's so everyone knows about it. Very much the opposite of this show, then, in marketing terms. It's a cruel irony, given we started with fake news back when we began. Embracing fake news long before it became fashionable. Of course, fake news these days swamps the market with cheap knockoff news stitched together by orphans in sweatshops in the Far East. But this is where you can get involved. Yourself. We'd like your made-up news stories, please. Just a paragraph or so. That's all you need to do. Get it to us, why don't you? We won't decry it as sad or bad as Donald Humpty Trumpty does in his tweets. We very much celebrate it. We've got Victoria in here. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, John.
She's got a mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
And at 2 o'clock, out it comes the news. But therein will be a made-up news lie broadcast as fact. Here's the number for you to send us yours, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Lonely Lunch Club on the way as well. Honestly, people pay good money, don't they, to join the most exclusive clubs, if you think about it. The Groucho, if you wanted to join that members club, that media club that there is. Dennis the Menace fan club, that used to cost a lot of money, didn't it? Got a badge of Nasher. My daughter Isla, by the way, she's 4, told me this very morning when I took her to school that her and her friends at school are in something called Sneaky Club. Right? Yeah, I know. I said, what's Sneaky Club? And she said, what it is there's a boy that no one likes in year 2. Right? I'm not going to say his name, that wouldn't be fair. But apparently, and this is a quote from Isla, right? She said, when we walk past him in the corridor, he roars at us. I said, what do you mean? She said, he goes, ah! Right. So I said, well, what Sneaky Club? She said, me and my friends are in a club where we just sneak past him so he doesn't roar at us. I don't know. Anyway, we won't roar at you if you join our Lonely Lunch Club. If you're lunching alone, then this is the club for you. We enter you into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. And you get to be on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize. Lunch alone no more, my friend. Ring us. We'll ring you. Email us. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Then ask broadcast who works through the glass. We'll call you back. And you will not understand a northern word she says. However, it means you could well become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. That's coming up later. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock today. That's happening. Of course, all your reactions on the programme. The day's big stories analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. There's the news in haikus. That's what that is. All the showbiz this afternoon as well. All the showbiz. All the single showbiz. All the showbiz. All the single showbiz. With a man from Talk Sports who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. That's Reese. He hates it so much he hasn't put a ring on it or any effort into reporting it. But he's here with it. See you later. And we'll also be bringing you hot guest action today, as well as the Michelin starred chef Tom Kerridge comes in to plug his book in our regular PR exercise dressed up as interview slot. He better bring food or else I simply won't speak to him. We'll also be talking to the editor of Hollywood's Variety magazine about just how annoyed American actors are when the British ones go over there and get all the American parts. Bloody immigrants going over there. British immigrants. Brimigrants stealing all their jobs. Ahead of the BAFTAs, he's going to be talking to. And of course, it's Thursday, so get ready for this week's edition of Nobody's Favourite Quiz, in which celebrities, low rent celebrities, but celebrities nonetheless, are tested as to their knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It's Paul Ross Master. It's a Thursday. Ginger Dave not producing today. I think, thanks to his continued absence, that we've become the number one listen to station show on the station. Ask broadcast is through the glass, though. She remains through the glass. Through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
It's like working with a happy clown, but one that's really a serial killer. Chloe's there. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi Chloe. Victoria's here. Here Victoria goes again on her own, walking down the only news she's ever known.
Yeah.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is now going to read out last night's angry Twitter exchange between one of the two mics from TalkSport and ex-TalkSport presenter Stan Collymore.
Mike Graham, he witnessed you threatening to throw a producer off a balcony in South Africa, constantly looking at violent porn in the minibus. Any wonder? Stan Collymore, make sure you've got a great lawyer at IOMG. That's Mike Graham. Only shared two minibuses with Mike, plus five others. What?
Was he looking through the
window? Seven minibuses. Expect a letter and you have proof. What about, Mike replied, what about your nights? You left your car in the office car park all night. Where did you go all night?
On a public forum?
I was in until 6 a.m. Mike Graham also replied, go for it, mate. You've been threatening legal action for years. No lawsuit ever.
Right, well done. All right, there's two mics there, or one of the mics out of the two mics there.
Mike Graham.
Thank you. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Let's start with some music. Yeah. Angel is a centerfold. Jay Giles Band, Centerfold. You're listening to it on Talk Radio in the Afternoons. So why would I play a musical song on what is, to all intents and purposes, a talk radio station on the radio? Why? Why would we be playing that, eh? Well, it links to today's big story, of course. You'll know that if you're a regular listener. But it's now your task to figure out how it links to today's big story. Play along at home. I can see you're playing along in here, Cornelius.
Yeah.
Your air centerfolding as well.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Interesting. I've never seen that before. Take them off and drive. So today's big story then. That's Jay Giles Band and Centerfold.
I know.
Yeah, go on.
Centerfold.
Yeah.
Is that the story? Is it the middle? Is it the middle story on a newspaper? Was it on the centerfold of the paper? Is that why you've chosen it?
No.
Oh.
No.
I don't know then.
No. Wait. Well, yeah,
what do you mean? No.
Just figure it out.
Center. Center.
Yeah.
Is there a centre for somewhere opening? Something like that?
No. I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah. Probably.
It's the story of teachers wearing body cams.
Right, well, obviously that has absolutely none, unless there's a stupid tenuous link.
Well, no, what it is, it's that in the video for Jay Giles Band Centerfold.
Yeah.
I always get the video for that mixed up with,
well,
the video for Van Halen's Hot for Teacher, because they had similar themes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I always get those two videos mixed up. So. And it's about teachers wearing cameras. So I want the video. Get it. It's one.
Why didn't you just play the Van Halen song? That's got the word teachers in it. It must have been much easier leading. I would have heard the word teachers. Teachers. Oh, there's that body cam story. And then we would have been in adverts by now. You'd be listening to James Corden.
I didn't think of that.
No.
Anyway, it's teachers wearing body cams that's in the news today. We're going to be talking about that. Ask Broadcasters Through the Glass. She's going to need to get us a guest.
We should form a sneaky club to get past Cass.
so we didn't have to smell the egg.
Yeah.
But, well, the thing is...
No, she's roaring again.
You can't see where I am anywhere because your eyes point in different directions.
Right. Cass, now yesterday didn't go so well, did it? Because I wanted to talk to a loan shark and you got me an expert marine biologist whose speciality was sharks.
No, you didn't want to speak to a loan shark. You said, get me a shark expert. So
well,
I got you a shark expert.
That's what I meant, anyway.
Well, so, I'm not a psychic.
Or a person that listens. Can you get today a guest?
A teacher.
Do you want to be specific?
A teacher. Someone talk about teaching, cameras, teachers, teacher cams. A teacher. A teacher will do. Oh, that'd be good.
Okay.
Great. We'll talk to somebody next about these body cams.
Probably a preacher.
Are trialling in... Somebody drinks teacher's whiskey.
Yeah, something like that.
Alan Brazil. So, we'll do it next. We're going to talk about that. The big story is teachers trialling body cams like the police do in schools. Is it a good idea or not? We'll find out next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Attention! To celebrate the new series of Combat Dealers, Quest and Juicen are giving you the chance to win a whopping £10,000 cash, plus incredible tank driving experiences for the runners-up. And to see what treasures military antiques expert Bruce Crompton and his team discover, don't miss Combat Dealers, Tuesdays at 9 p.m, only on Quest. For your chance to win £10,000, enter the free cash prize draw at juiceandquest.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply. At ease!
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct redress. Experts in financial claims.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking. Text your partner asking what should we have for tea. Or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Suffolk, the eastbound A14 still has some queuing traffic for recovery work following an accident between junctions 55 and 57. That's the Copdock interchange through to the Nacton interchange. Londonbound A12 in Essex, still some severe delays because of recovery work following an accident that's affecting traffic between junctions 25 and 21. And in the Guildford area, I'm hearing that there's a lane closed due to an accident on the northbound side of the A3. I'm David Moore.
Hi, can I help you with anything?
Yes, I'd really like to know more about your crossover deals.
Oh, it's the Nissan Ultima Crossover Event. Three models, one giant deal. Starring Nissan Juke, Qashqai and X-Trail. Now with an extra £500 deposit contribution. That's up to £2,000 on a Nissan Qashqai at only 3.99% APR representative.
What was that name again?
The Nissan Ultima Crossover Event. Coming to a dealership near you from the 9th to the 13th of February. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 3.99% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status over 18s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/ultimate crossover.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The
dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio that you're listening to. I am John Holmes. It's time to talk about today's big story. Here we go then. Body cam for you.
Don't do that. All right.
Everything's filmed now, isn't it? Everything we do is filmed, whether we like it or not. You, your car, your loved ones, yet another terrible series of Keith Lemon Celebrity Juice. They're all filmed, aren't they? They're all on screen. And as everybody is monitored, and everything we do, 24 hours a day. The latest addition to this Orwell Fest is, of course, teacher cams we've been hearing about in the news today. It's in the papers this morning. Teachers in, I think it's 2 UK schools, are trialling body cameras in class as they are, and I quote, fed up with low-level background disorder. One example being that a pupil ran at a teacher with an axe, which sounds less like low-level background disorder and more like one of the films I used to watch in the 80s during the video Nasty Scare. But the question is, will it work? Will pupils be, deterred from mutilating their mentals? Or will they, given that kids film everything these days anyway, embrace all of the filming and turn it into selfies or emojis or memes or virals or whatever it is that the kids do? Let's find out. And to do that, we need someone who knows what he's talking about. And that man is a sir, no less, William Atkinson, who is the head teacher who turned around at Phoenix High School famously and then contributed to Channel 4's Unteachables, inspiration for Lenny Henry's character in Hope and Glory, the TV series. He's on the phone. Sir William Atkinson, hello. Hello. Hello there. Sir William Atkinson, hello. Hello, hello. Let's see, we've got a technical issue there, which we'll try and get him back. That's what I have just realised, though. He is a sir. Unlike David Beckham, who couldn't quite achieve that. So, you know, at the end of the day, already that's a better guest than David Beckham ever would have been. So, in your face, talk sport.
I think it's moments like this that make us the biggest show on the station.
I think so. It's what people tune in for, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, if you could see the activity behind the glass now.
It's frantic.
Chloe's eating a banana and Cass is eating an egg. And we're waiting to talk to a knight of the realm. You know, that's why, Cornelius. That's why we are the biggest show on the network. That's why. It's moments like this. I don't think we've got him, have we? I think we have a technical error. We're going to try and get him back after the news. I think that's what we're going to try and do, to talk about that. So, 1:30. Victoria, I know.
Hi, John.
I know. Look at that. The day of the good news in terms of this.
Should I be having that in my news bulletin?
What, that we're the most listened to? Yeah.
Definitely.
Lead with that.
I'll just ignore the NHS crisis.
Yeah.
Let's do a news bulletin.
We're going to do news now, and then we're going to try and talk to Sir William Atkinson, as I bigged him up so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. It's 1:30 then. When this goes out on the radio, we'll edit this.
Yeah, we'll edit it out.
We'll edit this. And then what we'll do is, if we do get to talk to William Atkinson, we'll take that, and then we'll drop that in here, where it's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So when this goes out on air, it will just sound seamless. It'll just sound like it was supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll just pick it up now. If you count me in, I'll pick it up and go to Victoria with the news.
Okay.
And then we'll just give an edit. We'll leave an edit gap. You ready?
3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll take your reactions on all of that. 87, see? Clever. Yeah. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Just 86.2% of A&E patients in England were seen within 4 hours in December. That's the worst figure on record. The target is 95%, but emergency wards haven't met that aim since July 2015. GP Dr. Lawrence Buckman's told Talk Radio the NHS is being starved.
This is nothing like a winter crisis. This was a predictable problem cooking for the last decade. And mainly caused, I have to say, by politicians who've done all sorts of things to the health service, taking money away, closing hospitals on the false belief that you could shove everything into the community.
The government's decision to stop accepting lone child refugees is being described as shameful. Lord Dubs, who led the campaign for Britain to take in more children from Europe, spoken of his anger that just 350 children have arrived. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has accused reporters of listening to fake news, as he insisted he's not planning to stand down. There were rumours he'd set a date to quit as members of his shadow cabinet rebelled against him during a Commons vote on the EU last night. Tata Steel is selling its specialty steels business for £100 million. Two sites in China and several in the UK will go to Liberty House Group. Greece is the best place to get a holiday bargain this summer. Thomas Cook says hotels in Spain have hiked their prices as holidaymakers shun Turkey and Egypt following political turmoil and terror attacks. The weather, light snow or sleet showers across northern and eastern regions. Cloudy for many, very cold with highs of just 6 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. In half an hour, of course, Victoria's news will contain a made-up news story. That is a headline hijack, of course, where we embrace the notion of fake news. Unlike Donald Trump, who thinks it's bad and sad. But we don't. We like to put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. The data indicate that people are out for lunch, not listening to this before 2 o'clock. Or even then, if it was someone else's programme. But we like you to celebrate fake news. Make up a news story. Get it to us here, Victoria. Say it as truth at 2 o'clock. That number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on
Twitter. Start your message with any word you like.
Next, if the technology permits, we're going to be talking to Sir William Atkinson, the superhead, about this story regarding teachers with body cams. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday Breakfast Program. Add milk, add guests. And Jake Yap! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, if you were listening just before the break, you will have heard us talking about body cams for teachers. Now, the idea of body cams for teachers is being trialled. It's like where the police wear them. You know, that's kind of a familiar sight now on the streets. But the idea is that teachers will be wearing body cams to stop what they're saying is low-level disruption in the classroom. We were trying to talk to Sir William Atkinson, superhead. He is on the telephone now. I hope... hello, Sir William.
Yes, I'm here, John.
Hey!
I made it.
You see, my impression is that we had a problem there. But
we did have a problem, but it's now solved.
But it can... that's you. You see, it's because it's you. If there's a problem, you're there to solve it. We know that. But your background's quite incredible, isn't it? Because you, people might know you, of course, from Channel 4's The Unteachables, but famously, you turned around a school that was doing very badly. Is that right, first of all?
Well, a number of people turned around that school, and yes, it is the case. But it wasn't a case of one person with a tremendous amount of energy. It's lots of quality people working very hard over a period of time that made all the difference.
Yeah. And what is it about, I mean, you, which we'll get on to the sort of the idea of these cameras in a moment, but in terms of ways to change, I suppose, disruptive pupils' behaviour in schools, up to now, what's been the technique?
Well, the technique is fairly common across the system. First of all, you need to have very good teaching. If the students are engaged with their learning, if they're interested in the work, if they're being stimulated and stretched, they're less likely to misbehave. So quality teaching is number one. That's the first thing you need to have in place. Mm. You need to have teachers who care about what's going on. teachers are good at teaching their subject, but also care about the success and failure of their young people. Now, if you've got that in place, you need a system in the school that rewards appropriate behavior, that rewards children working very hard. So the school needs to look at ways of identifying those young people, acknowledging those young people, celebrating those young people. But at the same time, you need a system that deals with inappropriate behavior. So you have a range of appropriate sanctions which are commensurate with the level of inappropriate behavior that is actually presented. It's imperative that the kids understand the behavior policy within the school. It's imperative that parents understand the behavior policy in the school and they sign up to it. So that means we're all working from the same page,
yep,
and we can deal with the aberrations.
So when we come to this idea then of body cams, now this is being trialled, they haven't named the schools for obvious reasons, but what's your opinion on it? Do you think this is a good idea or are we going down a dangerous path here?
Well, a number of things. First of all, it could be a good idea if it's an integral part of a carefully thought out system of pupil management within the school. Secondly, it's really important that the students and the parents are made aware of what's going on and there's a clear rationale why the school is thinking of introducing this way of monitoring the young people. Cameras by themselves in a dysfunctional school where rules and regulations are ignored by the youngsters will make the difference.
Yeah.
So you need to be working in a civilized environment where there are clear rules, rewards in place, sanctions are in place, and people understand why they've been asked to do something.
So what's the difference between, because we've seen the police, these crime figures I think on the street have gone down in areas where the police are wearing body cameras because obviously everything is, all the interaction then with suspects is recorded. Why wouldn't that same idea work on just that level in a school? So if a school child was being disruptive, they know they're being filmed, it's no longer their word against the teachers. Is that not just going to help the teachers?
It's very rarely one student's word against the teachers, because when there's an incident in the classroom, that incident is investigated and it's looked at by the staff in the school as well as the students who write statements. At the moment, it depends on the sanctions that's going to flow from discovering that somebody's behaving inappropriately.
Yeah.
And you have a range of sanctions, and it's important that the kids believe those sanctions are there, but they also believe that you're going to use those sanctions. Simply taking a photograph of somebody misbehaving, I don't think in itself will improve behavior, because teachers know the kids who are misbehaving. The kids know the ones who are misbehaving. It's a way that misbehavior is dealt with and followed up, and the way the parents are involved in a resolution of inappropriate behavior within this school. It also depends on the culture of the school. If the school has taught the children that behavior matters and inappropriate behavior will not be tolerated, and that's demonstrated inside the classroom, in the corridors, in the playground, you're much more likely to get children to behave appropriately and will discourage the naughty ones because they know the system won't let them get away with it.
But teachers I've spoken to before, and correct me, of course, if this is wrong, in terms of the sanctions you're talking about, and I understand the importance of sanctions, you have to have some system of punishment in place because everything has consequences. Is it the case, though, that now the, you know, once when the, you know, this whole teachers can't remove children from classrooms because of, you know, or physically touch them, all that kind of stuff came in. You know, when I was at school, there was still the cane, for goodness sake. But, you know, is it a case of discipline? There's nothing you can threaten kids with now because they just know you can't do anything. Is that a truth?
If I can politely, completely disagree with
what
you just said, John. I used to cane kids when I started my career. I was in teaching for 43 years. So I was part of that generation that had the legal ability to cane kids. And I did, back in those days.
Yeah.
Today, nobody dreams of doing that. And what children respond to very clear guidelines about what is appropriate, what is inappropriate. And it's important that if something is inappropriate, it is picked up and is followed through. Children who misbehave in class, you can speak to them. Children who misbehave in class, you can ask them to go outside, and then you can go out and have a word with them. Children who misbehave in class and are not responding to that sanction, they can then be sent to a senior member of staff or taken to a senior member of staff to deal with. Many schools have referral room where children who are persistently naughty can be referred for one lesson, for a day, for a week, or even 2 weeks.
Yeah? Yeah.
And then you've got the opportunity of fixed-term exclusion from the school and ultimately permanent exclusion. John, there are a range of sanctions that exist in school today. They work better in some schools than others because the culture of the schools differ.
Because and also, you've got the parents as well. The parents, as you say, have to back what the school is doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. If the parents have got one set of values and the school has another set of values, then that's a recipe for problems.
All right.
So the school must work with its parents' body to make sure they're on side and everybody's speaking with the same voice.
All right.
There are no easy solutions to this, John.
No, but maybe, as you say, that's why it's a trial, I suppose. Listen, thank you very much for talking to us. And congratulations, by the way, on being a sir. Unlike David Beckham, your tax affairs are clearly in order, Sir William Atkinson.
Thank you very much.
Right. Well, interesting stuff, actually. You know, should teachers wear body cams? That is interesting. Certainly coming from him in terms of, you know, he legally hit children. Because that's what you could do, but then you can't now. What's the, you know, what is the answer to that? Do we have body cams to film children when they're naughty, or should the teachers be armed? Well, you know, you decide. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll meet a lonely lunch club and next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Welcome back to 10 Second Moments. Tony, take it away.
Live, we're on air. I'm actually on the radio. 1, 2, 1, 2, here goes. My darling Julie, will you marry...
Good things don't last forever. Get down to your nearest Toyota dealer to get 3 years free servicing when you buy any Toyota Auris or Toyota RAV4, on top of other great offers. Only at the Love Toyota event between the 10th and the 19th of February. Search Toyota for more information. Toyota, always a better way. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required, subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
With Sky Bet, great just got greater. Introducing the all-new Cash Out Boost. Turbocharge your winnings with a chance to win a cash bonus when you cash out your bet. We could make £40 into £48, £20 into £30, and £25 into £50. With Cash Out Boost from Sky Bet, why cash out anywhere else? Sky Bet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. Max cash out boost to the value of £50. Amounts will vary. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cambry, you'll find some delays on the westbound side of the A66 at Rough. That's been caused by roadworks. Still some queues in Suffolk on the eastbound A14, but it is an improving situation in that all lanes are now back open following the accident between junctions 55 and 57. In Essex, the London-bound side of the A12, there are still some severe delays because of recovery work following an accident. That's as you travel between junctions 25 and 21. I'm David Moore.
Hi, can I help you with anything?
Yes, I'd really like to know more about your crossover deals.
Oh, it's the Nissan Ultimate Crossover Event. Three models, one giant deal. Starring Nissan Juke, Qashqai, and X-Trail. Now with an extra £500 deposit contribution. That's up to £2,000 on a Nissan Qashqai at only 3.99% APR representative.
What was that name again?
The Nissan Ultimate Crossover Event. Coming to a dealership near you from the 9th to the 13th of February. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 3.99% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizia grade. Subject to status over 18s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/ultimate crossover.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, good afternoon. It is an afternoon, which is why I keep saying the word afternoon. You're listening to what that bit of production just told you you were listening to, and I'm the man it said I was. Now, of course, before we meet today's Lonely Luncher, we've got to launch Headline Hijack for a start, which we'll do momentarily, but I have just been looking through the news. A lot in the news today, of course. Rumours of Jeremy Corbyn and whether or not he's going to resign. The Corbyn camp says not, but there's speculation in Westminster that he may have given them a date. There is, of course, the teachers wearing body cams. We were just talking to Sir William Atkinson about that, whether that's a good idea. Some of your reactions are coming for that as well.
Yeah, lots coming in. John, why don't we attach cameras to everyone so nothing bad ever happens again? That's coming from idea.
Yes, but hang on a minute. There are cameras attached to certain people at the BBC and Mrs. Brown's boys, so that's not going to work, is it?
John, what if ISIS hack the webcams and give the footage to paedophiles?
Yeah.
If they insist on having cameras in school, they should really replace all the children with adults just in case that happens.
I think it's a very sensible idea. Point. A lot of people saying that as well. That is a way around it. The Times going with big brands funding terror, of course. This is household names advertising on extremist websites. The news is very complicated, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius, but it's all right. That's why we're here. Because on this show, every afternoon, we analyse the news very deeply. It's a bit like Andrew Marr, but if Andrew Marr stopped interviewing people and talking about the news in depth and instead resorted to Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present every day the news in haikus.
Brexit bill is passed, so we can press on with ruining the country.
The news in haikus. So then, slightly later than advertised, due to technical issues, which go by the technical name of CAS. Comes a headline, hijack. Your chance to make up the news. Embrace the notion of fake news. Donald Trump doesn't like it, keeps tweeting about it, says it's all fake news, sad, bad. Now, we've been embracing the notion of fake news for quite a long time now. And we call it Headline Hijack. It's where you write the news and you get it read out as fact in the 2pm bulletin by Victoria. That's how it works. What's been coming in, Cornelius? Have a look-see. Have a look-see at what's been coming in, if
you
would.
I've had a look-A, I've had a look-B, I'm now having a look-see, John.
Good. What's come in?
The actual opposition bench on which the shadow cabinet sit, according to Sarah, in the House of Commons, has collapsed.
Yep.
In what has been described by many online as a quite unfortunate metaphor, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has said that the bench collapsing is not a disaster and that it will be rebuilt stronger than ever.
Yeah, that's right. And this in from Sarah. In reaction, this is the accident and emergency crisis, of course. We're going to hear about that today. The NHS in crisis. A&E waiting times through the roof. Record A&E waiting times. But in a reaction to this, and the crisis that the country is currently facing, the government have today announced plans, this is breaking news, to open a number of temporary medical facilities called Magic Sponge Treatment Centres. Which are going to be tents set up in public parks, near playgrounds, that kind of thing. And they'll be open for minor injuries, such as knee grazes and boo-boos. And if you've injured yourself just a little bit, and you think that someone going, oh, there, they have the magic sponge, will work, then pop along to one of the new magic sponge tents that the government have announced. Lines are open for Headline Hijack. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You've got about 10 minutes to get yours into us, but before we get there, we need to open the doors to today's Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Regular listeners will know how this works. Very simple, really. If you are lunching alone at all, for whatever reason, if you are a lonely what lunch, then we invite you to come on the radio and tell us why, tell us what you're having for lunch. Our sole intention, warmly, my friend, is to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. Reaching a helping hand out of the radio grill and into your life. Lunch alone, no longer, Samantha, who's on the phone. Hello, Samantha.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. I'm a bit lonely, but I'm okay.
Bit lonely. That's the point of the exercise. If you are lunching alone, what you become already, Samantha, without you doing anything at all, you have now become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Oh,
I know, isn't it though? And in a moment, you will hear news of an exciting souvenir gift prize, which you can.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. You can keep. But before that, why are you lunching alone, Samantha?
Well, I'm not entirely alone. I've got my cat here, but he's not really talking to me, so I guess I am alone.
Yeah.
I'm pregnant.
Oh!
And I think it's got something to do with, I've got these awful, disgusting pregnancy cravings. And so people just probably don't want to eat with me. I probably put them off their food.
What route of the pregnancy craving have you gone down? What's the most disgusting one?
The most disgusting one is probably raw cauliflower and a side of marmalade to dip in.
that's
probably the most disgusting
one. I mean, the thing is, that's not... I mean, that is fine. I mean, that's not disgusting, is it?
Well, you know, well, it's not like I'm not licking cement off walls or anything.
Exactly that. Yeah,
coal,
yeah.
So.
Coal, the classic, yeah. Coal in marmalade, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it could be worse.
It could be a lot worse. I think that's all right. I don't think you need to worry about that one. Yeah,
it's lovely. It's really nice.
I mean, do you recommend it for also the non-pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, I'm maybe... should write a pregnancy craving food book.
Well, I can tell you momentarily, just after 2 o'clock, Tom, you know the chef Tom Kerridge, only the super chef Tom Kerridge.
Yeah.
He's in here with us live, and I'm going to put this to him. Right?
Okay.
I want his opinion on cauliflower and marmalade as a as an option. He's actually giving the thumbs up right now. You're in.
Brilliant.
So already, yeah. He said he definitely doesn't want you writing a book though. Tanks off his lawn.
We'll see about that.
Okay, fine. Oh, that's the gauntlet is thrown. But no, I think that's good. There's people listening to this going, oh, I'm going to try that. Beyonce listens to this show, and so she may now be listening, thinking I am up the duff with two of these things, and I can eat. She may be calling out to Jay-Z now. Right, who's in the kitchen? He's in the kitchen. He said, Jay, what is it? What is it, Beyonce? Get me. I'm listening to the radio. And as this Samantha's on, she says, cauliflower and marmalade. Can you do that for me? No, I'm too busy. I'm too busy, Beyonce. I'm too busy shooting a Glock at one of my N words. What? I don't know. At home with Jay-Z and Beyonce there. That's
there you go.
Just fly on the wall. Technically then, you're not alone at all because you are with child.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
She's quite quiet at the moment. I think she's sleeping, though, at the moment.
Is it a she? Do we know this? It's a she?
Yes.
Or you know this for a fact?
Definitely a gal, yeah.
Okay, fine. And how long till you till she comes out?
I've got 4 weeks exactly. 4 weeks today.
4 weeks today?
Yeah.
Now, babies can come 4 weeks early, can't they?
They can.
So this could be an interesting phone call.
I mean, if I go into labour, do you want me to stay on the line?
Yes, I do.
It,
absolutely right. No, you stay right there. We want to. This is going to be a radio first. And I've got children. I know how it works, so I can help you. I'll stay at the business end, at the other end. Samantha, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll be up here.
Yeah.
And Cornelius will hold the towels.
Yeah.
So it'll be fine. But this is it your first baby or?
No, it's my third.
Oh, so you know what you're doing. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. Is it the weird? Did you crave different things with each pregnancy, or was it always the cauliflower marmalade go to?
No, it was different things. With my first, it was all savoury.
Yeah.
So it was beef hula hoops.
That's good. Yeah.
And with my second, it was mainly fruit, so very, very healthy one.
Yeah.
This one's just random. It's like cauliflower marmalade, chips dipped in chocolate milkshake, just everything with chocolate.
Yeah, well, I think that's, you know, it's not as disgusting. I thought when you said it was disgusting, I thought there was going to be something really, really random in there, but I think you're fine. Don't worry about it. We will be asking Tom Kerridge about it, though, so do keep listening. Cornelius is in here. Cornelius has got a question for
Hi,
you.
Hi, Samantha. Okay. A few weeks ago, were you on a train and did a nice, young, sort of handsome man stand up for you to give let his see?
No, it wasn't me, I'm afraid.
It must have been someone else.
Yeah, he hasn't stopped banging. He stood up for one pregnant woman in his life. And only because, Samantha...
Everyone keeps talking about
it. No, you keep talking about it. And the only reason you stood up for her in the first place is because she stood directly in front of you with her bump in your face that said, baby on board, on a badge. And that's the only reason you stood up.
No,
because she was shamed into it.
Because I don't think chivalry is dead.
Yeah. All right. Do people stand up for you, Samantha?
I haven't really been on trains.
All right.
But I am going to one on Friday, so I'll see.
Keep us posted.
But no, I tend to manage to get a seat either that or I just sit on people and not noticing. I don't know.
And that's the word. Do that.
So
just,
big.
And then no one's going to complain. Just go, look, I'm pregnant. And I just sat on you. And I think there's a law that says pregnant women are allowed to do that.
I think there is.
And you know the one that you can go for a wee in a policeman's helmet? That one.
I've heard of that. I've not had a chance to do that yet, though.
Oh, do us a favour before it comes. Try and do it and then call us back. Tell us what happened.
That's my aim.
You're allowed one phone call from prison, aren't you? So you could do that.
Yes.
Okay. Samantha, listen, it's lovely to talk to you. You are in our Tupperware Hall of Despair now, but you will get a souvenir gift prize, okay? So what you'll hear now is some absolutely dreadful music. Here it comes. There it is. And over the top of it, you badly mixed. You will hear a selection of gift prizes. You can choose one of them, and we will send it to you, Samantha. That's it. So ears down, and if you want a little unborn child to help you, by all means, hold the phone against your tummy and see if you might kick for one of these. And just be very keen on one.
Okay.
Here we go with the first one.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, now the 38th most popular national radio mug out of a possible 42.
Come on.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Yes, a rubbish newspaper with brilliant haikus written on it. Written on today, the train, the very same train on which I once stood up.
Yeah, next one.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, where for the first time ever the Drive Time show is more popular than the Breakfast show. Probably because they stole our idea once about a texter about, I think, advent calendars.
That's right.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
A book about what the man sat opposite me got up to in his bedroom as a teenager. Because why would anyone want to read that?
It's a memoir about growing up in the sort of 80s, late 70s and 80s. It's a poignant and charming masterclass in comedy writing, the Press Association. Like Catelyn Moran meets the in-betweeners, so says Miranda Hart, on the front of my book, What I Wrote. That's correct, yeah. Tom Kerridge's book is better. It's got food in it. It's
a 2016 Talk Sport Colin Murray calendar.
Different order.
Cheers.
Do you want me to go back to the other one?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes, currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing whether marble champion Steve Chafferson has actually lost his playing equivalent or whether his playing equipment...
What?
Because he's marbles champion.
I'm just going to move on to the next one.
Lost his marbles.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, fine.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes. Try imagining raising a child without a calendar based An outdated calendar based on a digital radio. No, FM radio.
Shut up now, Colin. I'll do this. Like, what happened was, you see, Samantha, Colin Murray used to work for Talksport, our sister station. He left, but he had a load of calendars printed. So when he left, they chucked them in a skip. We got them out. They're 2016 calendars. We're still giving them away as prizes.
Oh, lovely.
Okay. Pretty much what I was saying.
Yeah, here comes the final gift selection.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Yes, when we asked for our own calendar, there was a typo in an email, so we have a colander.
There you go. Which of those would you like? Samantha.
Colander.
Straight away.
So it's the most popular one, if I'm honest. How many other radio stations are giving away a colander? None. That's how many.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why we're
the 38th most popular one, frankly. Anyway, Samantha, lovely talking to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Colander on the way. Good. If you'd like to join in the Lonely Lunch Club, then, of course, very easy. Here's an email. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Email that. Get on the list. And, well, you could receive one of those exciting things. Right, it's 2 o'clock, so the news is coming next. A bit late, but there you go.
So what?
Yeah, so, don't we like. So there's a made-up news story in the news, which is next. Who's made it up today? Who's got the fake news story in?
It's Giles.
Where's Giles from?
Giles is from London.
Okay. Giles in London, well done. You're today's headline hijacker. In the next bit of the programme, then, we will be welcoming in the super chef. Tom Kerridge is here with us. It's, as you know, as a regular listener, a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. It's what we do. So that's coming, along with the big debate at 3 o'clock. Today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, as well, where a celebrity radio personality is tested as to their knowledge of breakfast presenter Paul Ross. All on Thursday's programme here on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. The news is coming next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
The food, the ambiance, the company. By Valentine's Day, you could have found the person you've been looking for. Subscribe now to Encounters Dating and save 50% on your first 3 months. Find your perfect match this Valentine's Day. Search Encounters and subscribe today.
Hi, can I help you with anything?
Yes, I'd really like to know more about your crossover deals.
Oh, it's the Nissan Ultimate Crossover Event. 3 models, one giant deal. Starring Nissan Juke, Qashqai and X-Trail. Now with an extra £500 deposit contribution. That's up to £2,000 on a Nissan Qashqai at only 3.99% APR representative.
What was that name again?
The Nissan Ultimate Crossover Event. Coming to a dealership near you from the 9th to the 13th of February. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 3.99% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status over 18s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/ultimate crossover.
With Sky Bet, great just got greater. Introducing the all-new Cash Out Boost. Turbocharge your winnings with a chance to win a cash bonus when you cash out your bet. We could make £40 into £48, £20 into £30, and £25 into £50. With Cash Out Boost from Sky Bet, why cash out anywhere else? Sky Bet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. Max cash out boost to the value of £50. Amounts will vary. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Just after 2 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, worst A&E waits ever. Child refugee cap criticised. An MP asked to bend one for Beckham.
Talk Radio.
The NHS in England is performing at its worst level on record against targets for the A&E, cancer and trolley weight. 86.2% of emergency patients were seen within 4 hours in December. That's nearly 10% lower than hospital targets. A poll shows more than two-thirds of people would be willing to pay more income tax if it went to the health service. Chris Hobson is the chief executive of NHS Providers, which represents hospitals in England.
Do we want to put more into our NHS, put more money into it to preserve the quality of service we currently provide, or are we going to accept extra people means a worse service? And that's a really big question that we need to answer as a nation.
The Archbishop of Canterbury says he's shocked and saddened over government plans to cap the number of lone child refugees coming to the UK. Just 350 children will be accepted here before a scheme designed to help them closes. Campaigners had hoped 3,000 would be resettled. Jeremy Corbyn has again dismissed reports he's planning to step down as leader, describing the comments as social media nonsense. He also insists his party is not hopelessly divided after his shadow business secretary resigned yesterday. Tata Steel has signed an agreement to sell its specialty steel business for £100 million. The deal covers South Yorkshire-based operations which make high-value steel for aerospace, air and oil, as well as gas businesses. And SNP MP Alex Salmond has mocked David Beckham's knighthood snub in Parliament.
We can all associate with his sense of disappointment when he replied, "They're a bunch of expletive deletives." It's a disgrace, to be honest. If I was American, I'd have got this 10 years ago. Surely the Leader of the House can bend one for Beckham.
The former football stars labelled the reports, which claimed he branded the honour system a joke, as deliberately inaccurate. The Leader of the House of Commons, David Lidington, replied to Mr Salmond, though, saying it wasn't a matter for him to decide. That's the end of the news.
Oh, good. Is that your sign-off?
Well, I'm just saying that.
It's so easy to get a laugh in Parliament, isn't it?
I mean,
that was not a good joke.
You didn't find him funny?
No. It was a poor joke, wasn't
it? Yeah. It was literally the first thought that he had about David Beckham.
That everyone said about 5 days ago, if not longer.
Mm. Well, it happened today.
Yeah.
I thought it was vaguely amusing, that's why I included it in the news.
Oh, yeah, got a story about an animal. A wacky animal.
No, well, I did read about a little puppy getting his head stuck.
Save it for animal news.
Well, no, I've got a great chimpanzee story.
Okay.
All right. So what's going to happen at around 2:30 is that Victoria here, because her news bulletins are shorter than they used to be, so, and she gets paid the same as she used to, even though she has to do fewer work. So it's like chocolate. You know, you read about this week as well. It's like a chocolate, and they're going to make them smaller for health reasons, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do to reduce the sugar. But of course, they're going to cost the same. So that's like you. Your news is like a chocolate bar. It's smaller, but it costs the same. So to make the time up, you have to do bonus news at 2:30 today. Animal news again.
Because you were horrible to me earlier this week.
By parcel taping you to a chair while you were reading the news.
Yeah, the live hostage situation didn't go down well.
Yeah, so...
Not with me, did with some other people on the internet.
You did, yeah, everyone liked it.
And you.
Yeah.
Weird little face when you're doing it.
Lols.
Well done, by the way, on the 2017 updates on the news reduction.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Anyway, so Victoria's back in around 20 minutes.
Talk
Radio National Weather.
Oh, you've done it.
No, we just babbled.
No, we have to hurry.
All right, sorry. Light snow or sleet showers across northern and eastern regions. Cloudy for many, but very cold with highs of just 6 degrees.
There it was, Victoria with the news. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Sunderland striker Jermaine Defoe has told TalkSport that his side were firing on all four cylinders when they beat Crystal Palace 4-0 at the weekend. David Moyes' side are still bottom of the Premier League, but now just 2 points adrift of safety. Defoe says it was a 10 out of 10 display from the Black Cats.
Take away the score, take away the goals, I think the performance was exactly what the manager wanted. After the game, I called it the perfect performance. I thought that we worked hard, stuck to the game plan. The whole performance from start to finish was brilliant. And I mean, to score four goals away from home.
On to rugby. England head coach Eddie Jones has made two changes for the Six Nations clash with Wales on Saturday. Exeter wing Jack Knoll and Harlequins forward Jack Clifford will start, with Johnny May and Tom Wood dropping to the bench. Meanwhile, Welsh fly half Dan Bigger and wing George North have been passed fit to play. There are two changes, with props Rob Evans and Thomas Francis replacing Nicky Smith and Samson Lee. Finally, the Super League is back tonight, with seven-time champions Leeds heading to St Helens. TalkSport 2 has full live match commentary. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the FA has announced today plans to offer fans who've been banned from football grounds due to hooliganism the chance to have their bans repealed if they complete a two-week-long course at a finishing school. The hope is that the perpetrators will be able to learn proper manners and that they will take them with them to football games.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Next on the programme, Chef Tom Kerridge joins us. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon, hello, and welcome. And I say welcome not only to you, dear listener, but also to you, Tom Kerridge. Hello to you.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. You're looking well, aren't you?
Well, I'm looking better than I did a few years ago. That's a fair comment, yeah.
Yeah, well, which is sort of the point, isn't it? Because this new book you've got, and as I said, PR exercise dressed up as interview.
Am I supposed to be doing PR here?
Well, just plugging your book is PR, okay, PR enough, isn't it? Okay. The listeners, you see, aren't stupid. They know how this works. So they know that if we've got a guest in, you know, we all know that. We know how it works. You know, we chat about stuff. You know, that's how it works. But really, at the end of the day, you need money.
Yeah, buy my book.
Exactly. There it is. Which we'll get to. But it's quite remarkable. So those who've seen you recently, I mean, how much weight did you lose?
I've lost over 11 stone, actually.
You've lost me and then some. If I climbed on you, would give you I'm almost 10, I think. But that would give, that's losing a person.
It is. I've lost a person, which is, I mean, it's amazing. It's pretty cool. But everyone goes, you must feel much better, or notice the difference. But you get moments of noticing the difference, but it's not like it's overnight, is it? It's not like if you jumped on my back now, you'd suddenly realise how heavy you were. But it's like, it's slowly losing it. It's over a period of time. Yeah. So it's not sudden, like, impact. But yeah, it's been a bit of a journey, but it's been quite a fun one.
Yeah. I mean, how easy, how hard? I mean, how did you
actually, the beginning bit is pretty difficult. Because it's the psychological thing. So the whole thing, right? Everybody, there's three types of diets out there, and you've got to try and choose the right one for you. There's low fat, low carb, and low calorie, kind of calorie counting one. And you choose the right one for you. But it's making that decision in the first place to go, I need to make a change. I need to step off and do this. And if you start with the attitude of, I'll give it a go, you're already setting yourself up for a fail, because you're thinking, I'll give it a go, oh, but it hasn't worked, is the next sentence. What you have to say to yourself is, I'm going to do this. But to do that, you've got to choose the right one that suits you. And that's the hardest bit. That first step, that first bit is the hard bit. Yeah. And then after that, you just get used to it. You get into it.
It changes your lifestyle.
Exactly. It changes your view and the way that you look at food and the way that you live your life. And that's, it becomes the 8 to 10 weeks after that, you're on it. It's fine. It's no bother. But it's being able to stick at it. And those are the biggest things. Because anyone can lose weight anyone can stick on a diet for 6 weeks. You know, you can go and they find it really painful and it's boring, or they get upset by it, or they go. But in that 6 weeks, you lose, I don't know, half a stone, you drop a dress size, or you lose some inches off your waist and get into the suit that you used to be able to. And that's fine. But actually, if you need to lose a lot of weight, you need to do it more than 6 weeks. You need to be able to completely alter and adapt your life to one that's, I suppose, more fun, more active in what you do, and much more focused on the food stuffs that you're eating.
Now, as a chef, though, right, does that make it easier or harder? Because obviously you work around food, you work with, because, you know, some of your, because, you know, the gastropub stuff you do. Now, gastropub you wouldn't associate necessarily with healthy eating, because things like pig's trotters and all that kind of stuff that you've done.
Yeah.
You know, you'd automatically go, well, that's a treaty night out, that's not a healthy way. So how hard was it to change, or like if you're cooking it, but you sort of now don't eat it, is that difficult? Or
actually, no, not that difficult at all, because actually most of it I still eat. So what I did is I removed the carbohydrate. That's why that process of working out how you can make it work to your lifestyle without completely changing everything. You need to make it work for how you work, because we've all got busy lives. We all have jobs, and we all have families and bits and bobs that you do that get involved. If you were to change everything completely, that's where it comes out of kilter and you get fed up of it. You need to be able to go, well, if I'm going to eat, I need to eat something that fits into how I'm already doing it, so it's not such a drastic change that you get fed up of it. So I looked at it as everything that we cook, like you say, on a professional level, is all about high flavour, and most of it contains high fat content, because fat is flavour. And on a professional point of view, you go, you know, you cook in butter and you cook lots of nice proteins, lots of meat and fish and that sort of stuff. So I go, well, it was steak and chips, one of our biggest seller. Low calorie, I'd have a tiny little steak and a couple of chips. Yeah. Low fat, I'd have nothing at all. Low carb, I could have 50% of that, I'd have the steak. And if I wanted, I could have two steaks. So with volume, it would be exactly the same.
Yeah.
Or I could just have one steak and then swap the chips for a really like high in flavour greens or salad or something like that. So all of a sudden, I'm getting at least 50%. I haven't got to change. Not once in the last 3 years have I not been out for a curry or a Chinese. Or what I've done is I've just ordered cleverly.
Yeah. So you go... So if people go for curry, because this is where often people fall down on this, right? Yeah. So you go, right, I want a curry. Now, I'm guessing the ones without the sauces are going to be better, so like the tandoori grills or that kind of thing. Or is that right?
Yes, kind of, but no, not necessarily. Right. It's the ones without the carbohydrate. So you can have like slow cooked braised curried lamb dishes that taste fantastic that still have that lovely sauce with it, but you don't have rice, you don't have chapati, you don't have poppadoms, you go, well, do you know what? If you think of what a lot of those starchy carbohydrates are, actually, they don't taste of much. They're there as a volume.
It's a filler, isn't it?
It's a filler. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like it's a flavour vehicle. What it does is it absorbs flavour rather than actually being the thing that you want. So you go, when you go for a curry, you like, I don't know, a lamb jalfrezi. That's absolutely fine. Well, you can have a lamb jalfrezi and, I don't know, a chicken from Tikka or something from the tandoori.
So I can have two main courses.
Yeah, exactly. You could have something roasted from the tandoori grill, and then you can have a lamb jalfrezi, but you just don't have the rice. So volume is fine because that carb content has come down. So you still feel that you're out with your friends, you're still having a great time, but you're not worrying, you're still eating, and you don't feel like ostracised and something separate. You've still gone, yeah, I've gone for a curry. It's great. Yeah. You just got to order clever.
All right. Stay with us, if you will, because we've got to go to Traffic and Travel. But obviously, we can talk a bit about the book as well. But also about, because you gave up drinking as well, which is something that many people were going to find abhorrent.
Yes.
Stay with us. Tom Kerridge, his book's out now. It is called, Cornelius,
The Dopamine Diet.
And I also want to know how that works and how it works with dopamine. And we'll talk to him after Traffic and Travel. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Let's be anything but beige. Because right now at Wix, there's 3 for 2 on absolutely all paint. That's all brands, all types, all colours, all the way up to the 21st of February. Wix, let's do it right.
Do you know how much you've won?
I can't believe it.
You've won £1 million. That's amazing.
What?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Jill is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Heading north on the M6 in Cheshire, you'll find some slow traffic through the roadworks between junction 18 for Middlewich and 19 for Knutsford. Southbound on the M1 in Leicestershire, there's a lane out due to a broken down lorry. That's between junction 19, the M6, and junction 18 for Rugby. And still some long delays on the London bound side of the A12 in Essex. That's all being caused by recovery work between junction 25 and 21. That's Mark's Tay to Witham. I'm David Moore.
Woke up, winter's here, windows all frosty, didn't want to go out, did want a workout. Today would be a gym day. Pack my gear, scrape the windscreen clear, poor car, too cold, wouldn't start, did start. Battery on its way out, lucky I found out. Dropped by Halfords, got a fresh battery. Nice lady, fits it fast, all good, got going, got to gym. Ignored running machine, ignored cross trainer, sat in sauna for an hour and a quarter and recharged some batteries of my own.
Don't let the cold snap stop you in your tracks. Buy your new car battery from Halfords and we'll fit it from just £10. Open late 7 days a week. Halfords, for life's journeys. Check for opening hours, exclusions apply.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J. Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions. This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is the afternoons and it is Talk Radio. Yes, I'm John Holmes. And I promised you hot guest action. And we're delivering that to you on, well, this will keep the chefing terms going, on a platter. But of course, being the proprietor of gastropubs, Tom, it wouldn't be on a plate, would it? It'd be on a slate or a bit of wood or something.
Yeah, it's served nicely on a bit of wood with a little pot of something on the side. Yeah,
exactly, a jam jar of chips.
Yeah, exactly that. That's how.
Where did
roll.
That start? What, who was the first to go? You know what? Plates. Yeah, they're so pre 9/11. What happened there?
I don't know what it. What I think. A lot of it was, though, is trying to demystify the thing of fine dining and just trying to make it more rustic felt, I think.
Trying to make it
more comforting and with familiar things. That everyone knows what a jam jar is. Why don't we serve something in it?
It's like a backlash against this now.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever served food on?
Actually served on? I don't really know, actually. Nothing in particular. I mean, the standard stuff like slates and things like that, but nothing too obscure. Yeah. Okay. Nothing too obscure.
Good, all right. Well, I'm glad to hear it. You're flying fine. The other question I was going to ask you as well is about Michelin stars, right?
Yes.
So this is when a chef gets these, and you have how many?
We got two at the Hand of Flowers.
That's right. Yeah. And obviously that's the highest accolade and stuff. So that's a good thing. But I've always wondered this, and I don't think I'm the only one. Why are a tyre company?
Yeah.
Right? Sticking their oar into food.
Actually, the history of it goes back massively. It first started in France, and it was when they... So they were a guide... it was a travel guide, basically.
Yeah.
That then, when people stopped at certain French areas or restaurants, they would go, well, this is worth a detour, or this is, you know, good cooking in its category is worth a star. So it was just meant as a travel guide by the people that obviously do road maps and do whatever else.
Because it's about travel.
And then the more and more it became more professional and more recognised, that more and more emphasis is on it. And then chefs begin, you know, wanted over the last 100+ years, Michelin stars is that sign of consistency and a recognition expression of something that's reflected in good food.
Yeah, so and when they come, to, when you get them, is it like a, you don't know the judges are coming? It's one of those things. Is
no,
it?
You have absolutely no idea. Yeah. You so have no idea. You don't
first
even
time
know
you
that there's
a letter
been.
Through the postal.
So, right? Actually, first time you hear of it is when the guide comes out. So when the guide comes, it used to be every January, and it's now moved to October. So every October, when the guide comes out, that's the first. Like the actual red book
wow,
is
so
done.
You just don't know who it was.
You know
yeah.
whether you
secret
kept
shopper.
It or not kept yeah. it, or yeah, exactly. And that's why it's. I think that's why it's so credible as well, because it's uninfluenced by fashion or by fads, and it has nothing to do with who you talk to or who you're sponsored by. It's just yeah. about they turn up, they pay their bill, they disappear, and you don't even know they've been.
Yeah, wow. So you must be that's incredible accolade, because you started off chefing.
Yeah, you're doing 25 years yeah, I've been cooking. Yeah.
And how long did it take to get a star? I mean, what's the?
I won a first star when I was cooking as a head chef at somebody else's restaurant, and I was 29. I was 29 years old. So yeah, it's not. It was all right. And then we won 2012. We won two stars at the Hand of Flowers. So yeah. The 2011, 2012 guide. So we've had it for about 6 or 7 years now. So it's amazing. But it's a big team of people. It's
yeah,
not just
yeah,
me,
yeah.
You know, there's a huge amount of people. Like everything, you know, everything that you do is there's a lot of people.
No, it's just me here. It's just me.
Confirm that it's just the two of you here. There is
no, not even him. It's just me. It's just me here. Yeah. I mean, there's Cass, there's Chloe. Yeah. You know, there's other. They don't. None of them. It's just me. It's just me. Let's be very clear. I'm just by the way, hoping the day never comes when it reverses the other way and Findus start making alternators. I'm just saying that. I don't want that. Back to this diet, because those that may not have seen you having lost 11 stone.
Yeah.
So the diet you did,
yes.
Which is what the book is about, the dopamine diet. So dopamine, as we know, is to do with the brain, isn't it?
It's feeling like the happy hormone. It's the reward hormone, I suppose. It makes you feel good once you've done something that's released. Dopamine is released into the brain, and it comes from. I mean, you get it from gambling, you get it from sex, you get it from drugs, you get it.
Are
from
all of these
alcohol.
Things in the book? Yeah.
Day one.
The rules are don't eat, go gambling, and have sex.
But it's just the general reward thing, and you do get it from foods, and you get it also from very bad foods. You know, when you eat, you know, that late night burger and fries and things, and you go, oh, that was amazing. That's a dopamine release. But then there's a big crash in it. But it also comes from high protein foods and foods high in iron, lots of good rich green vegetables and that sort of thing. And they have something called an amino acid called trisamine, which it helps the production of dopamine. And that's the only science bit in the whole book. But what it does is you turn back to going, I needed to know how I'd been able to stay on this diet for, you know, over 3 years now. And it's because I look forward to what I'm going to eat. It's always going to taste nice. Because in my brain, I'm going, this is lovely. This is that you're getting a dopamine release. You're getting this thing where you go, this is fantastic. So it's been a case of being able to stay on it and enjoy what you're eating rather than going, I'm on a diet and feeling upset and grumpy about it. So that's where the point, I suppose, the hashtag dopamine diet comes from, the fact that it is
because it keeps you feeling happy.
Keeps you feeling happy.
We talked about going out for a takeaway, but you know, going out for a curry or whatever, and how to do that. And we cut out the rice, kind of thing. You could even have two main courses if you wanted.
Exactly. Yeah.
In terms of going to someone's house for dinner, right? Yeah. Do you have to then sort of ring them up in that dinner party situation and go? Yeah. Right, I'm on this. I can't do that. I mean, how does that work?
You can look at it two ways, right? One of the first things, like we said at the beginning, is when you go on that diet, it's taking those first steps of going, right, I am going to do this. I am doing this, and part of that is actually embracing your family and friends, because quite often people just go on it on their own little personal thing and think, well, I'll have a go, but I won't tell my mates just in case. Well, actually, if they're your real mates and you say to them, I'm going on a diet, I need to lose 3 or 4 stone because one, I'm unhealthy, two, my knees hurt, three, it's like, and it's something I really want to do.
Yeah.
Your real mates go, brilliant, yeah, great, okay, Tom, let's get on this and do it. And they're there to help. So if they invite you around for dinner, they would probably ask, what can or can't you eat?
Yeah, yeah.
And if they don't, it doesn't matter. One of those days, everyone has days off where they drop off the diet, where it becomes a cheat day. And you can't. The biggest thing as well is don't beat yourself up about it, because the moment you start riddling yourself with self guilt and self doubt, it just makes everything painful. If you go around your house, you're on a low carb diet, and the host turns up and you've got spaghetti carbonara, you can't make a scene.
No.
You just go, thank you very much. Just eat it.
Just give
don't
it to
worry
the dog.
About it. Yeah, don't worry about it. Get back on it the next day. Enjoy the evening.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
what I mean? But most of the time, try and swerve them.
Enjoying the evening. That brings me to the big question, which is boozing.
Yeah.
Because you gave it up.
I gave it up.
Which, of course, is only going to help, because we know what, if you drink, you put on weight. That's what happened.
Yeah.
So how much of a part, how difficult was that? And B, how much of a part does that play in the diet? I mean, it's a crucial part of this, presumably.
Yeah, it's big. It is big. And it was a bit, for me, beer, lager, like, and drinking, just generally partying hard was a big part of my life, every day. And it was like, so I've got to stop this, because this is the best way of explaining it is, if for me, there's no dial, it's a switch, it's on or it's off.
Yeah.
And it was on, and it was on for like 10 years, and I had to stop it because it was getting to a point of being dangerous.
Because if you have one, you want another one, and you haven't got the...
Yeah, there's no such thing as one.
Yeah. I think a lot of people listening will agree with
one,
that.
One, and then it has a zero on the end of it, and then that's how...
And then there's a bacon sandwich, and then...
That's the other thing. See, so alcohol is on any diet. Okay, so it's high in carbohydrate. It's high in calories. It's got lots of sugar in that you don't even recognize is already there because of the natural fermentation or brewing process of stuff.
Yeah.
It's got high in sugars. So for that point of view, it's bad for a diet. But two, it's a psychological thing. Once you've had a couple of drinks, you throw caution to the wind. You go, oh, it doesn't matter now. Let's have the kebab or let's do the. And so not only does it lead you to being, you're now doing something that's against no matter what diet you're on.
Yeah.
You're then thrown, you get that Dutch courage and it doesn't matter. You'll just go and eat anything. So for two reasons, alcohol is pretty bad. So trying to defeat that is the hardest one, trying to beat that. But I broke it down into four stages. A bit football-y, you end up going, okay, when you go out into the bar in the first place, alcohol wins, because you get in there and you go, everyone orders a drink and you have a Diet Coke or something, that's 1-0 to booze, and you feel, oh. And then throughout the evening, it kind of levels out, the mood is all right, everyone's having a nice time, you're still there, you're still drinking Diet Coke, everything's okay. So it's kind of like you went 1-0 down early on, now it's all right. And then towards the end of the night, a husband and wife are arguing because they've had too much, someone says something rude to a waiter, it becomes a little bit uncomfortable because you're not drinking and everyone else is in a bit of a space that you're not in, and you go, do you know what, I'm going to get in my car and go home now, I can get in my car and go home.
Yeah.
And you go, that's 1-1, you've got an equaliser there. The next morning when you wake up, that's it,
you're fine.
That's where you win, it becomes 2-1 to you. Non-drinking is the new rock and roll.
Yeah, I'm glad you said. I'm pretty on rock and roll, it seems. Cornelius, you've got an idea for a book, I know you wanted to run it past Tom.
Yeah, what do you think about this? Cooker size, where you exercise while you cook, so recipes.
Whilst cooking?
Yeah. So maybe doing star jumps, but you have a peeler in each hand and a potato on the wall.
He hasn't thought it through.
No. You put a pizza in the oven, you put a timer on.
Yeah.
But when you do sports, you also time it. So that could be a thing.
I'm not sure about a book, but it might be like good 15-second videos on Instagram.
There you go.
I could see Davina McCall doing that.
Is there such a thing as a diet calendar?
A diet calendar?
Where each day you eat the page of the calendar and that's enough
nutrients.
Like
flavoured paper?
Yeah, that's enough nutrients for the rest of the day.
No, there isn't, but there should be. I like
it.
Yeah,
well,
that
works.
This is great. Yeah, this works. I've got my publisher with me and we'll have a word with him. We'll talk.
Because science now and 3D printing.
Great. Final question is, we said we'd help Samantha out. She's dipping raw cauliflower in marmalade. She's pregnant. Yeah, it's a craving. Yeah. Good for her, not good for her? How's cauliflower and marmalade?
Cauliflower is amazing on diet. So it's fantastic. Marmalade, very, very high in sugar. So it's kind of like a contradiction in terms of, mix the two together, it probably evens it out and balances it. And if it makes a pregnant lady happy, I'm all over that. That's absolutely no problem. You get going with it, Samantha. No worries, girl.
There you go, Samantha. You heard it from the expert. Tom Kerridge's book, Dopamine Diet. It's out now. Thank you very much, Tom, for coming in.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to see you. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons in the next bit of it. There will be the big debate at 3 o'clock. Oh, of course, we'll talk to the editor of Variety magazine in Hollywood very shortly about this year's BAFTA predictions. There will be a diversity paper review and today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, in which a radio personality is tested as to their knowledge of full set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. All coming before 4 o'clock. It's 2:30. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Labour says the NHS is in a dire situation after figures revealed it's performing at its worst level on record in England. In December, just 86.2% of A&E patients were seen within 4 hours. The target is 95%, a figure not met since July 2015. Shadow Health Secretary John Ashworth says patients are suffering.
It is simply disgraceful for Theresa May and the government to continue to bury their heads in the sand, to dismiss concerns, trying to claim that it amounts to just a small number of incidents. We are facing crisis here. and the government have got to get a grip quickly.
The Archbishop of Canterbury says he's saddened and shocked only 350 lone child refugees will be taken in from Europe. The Home Secretary's faced criticism after it emerged yesterday the number being accepted here was being cut from 3,000. A scheme designed to help them is closing. Tata Steel has signed a £100 million deal to sell its specialty steel business to Liberty House Group. The agreement secures 1,700 jobs, mostly in South Yorkshire. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says suggestions he set a date to stand down are fake news. A senior cabinet minister resigned and more than 50 Labour MPs rebelled against him during last night's Brexit vote. And the Scottish FA says it's going to appeal its £15,000 fine after the national team wore poppies on black armbands. FIFA imposed a sanction because players chose to commemorate Remembrance Day during their World Cup qualifier with England in November. The weather, light snow or sleet.
Light sneet.
Showers across northern and eastern regions, cloudy for many, and very cold with highs of 6 degrees.
Sneet.
There's more in half an hour.
Did you see Tom Kerridge?
I did, yeah, he seemed really nice.
He was great.
Good advice there for one and all. Although the drinking thing, I don't know.
No. Oh, yeah, that's not the new rock and roll.
That's not, he's wrong about that.
Yeah.
But apart from that, he looked very well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, there you go.
He looks like half the man he used to be.
He almost is.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, if I climbed on him.
Isn't that an insult? You're half the man you used to be.
No, I mean...
That's an insult. Why are you insulting him?
It wasn't meant to be an insult. It's meant to be a compliment.
Okay.
If I climbed on him...
That's weird.
I'm still not the amount of weight he lost. That is incredible, isn't it?
You're a tiny man.
Yes, but even so, I'm not the amount of weight he lost.
Neither am I.
I weigh fewer than what he lost. That's like... Yeah. It's like he's dropped me or you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right, anyway, so, Victoria...
I'm really intrigued. How much do you weigh?
Why would you want to know that?
Well, you've just been talking about how much you weigh.
How much do you weigh?
He said earlier stone. Just under 11 stone.
John?
Me? Yeah. I said just under 10 stone, actually.
Really?
You're lighter than me.
Yeah, he is tiny.
That's fair. That's fair. Anyway, although when I've had loads of booze, I'm about 50 stone. Let's pull up.
Is sweet potato a carbohydrate?
You asking me?
I think it is.
Yeah,
but
I wish I asked Tom.
It's a good potato. It's got more nutrients than just regular potatoes.
Right. Okay, enough food chat now. Because it's time for bonus news. Victoria has bonus news. And her job is to read it out now. And the idea is it makes up the time from when her news bulletins were shorter early on. Regular listeners know each day's animal news, vegetable news or mineral news. For the foreseeable future, it's animal news because it's Victoria's favourite. And I'm still in the doghouse, which is also an animal, for parcel taping her to a chair during a news bulletin on Tuesday.
Not okay,
and
FYI.
I got it all in her hair and the parcel tape. So,
John!
Here it comes. It's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News. John Holmes, you should be ashamed.
I still stand by that, you should
be ashamed.
It's like
you knew what you were about to say, just then.
So, an elephant which had been blinded in one eye has finally been rescued after 50 years of being locked up and being illegally forced to take part in wedding ceremonies.
What?
So this is it.
It must have loads of wives.
It wasn't the one getting married. It
was the vicar.
No. Stop mocking Sanjay.
Was it the best? I would never mock Sanjay.
I've just listened to you mock him.
Was he the best elephant?
Vets in India say Sanjay's been tortured for most of his life and he even had most of his tusks cut off.
Oh, he is married.
He's now living in a sanctuary, but it's going to be a long time till he's fully recovered. I'm so happy you find the plight of Sanjay humorous.
I don't find the plight of Sanjay humorous.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing at Sanjay. What?
Laughing at yourself.
He's all right now. You just said that.
No, he's not. Well, he's in a better situation.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's a happy story because...
Good old Sanjay.
He's been taken to a sanctuary.
Good. A sanctuary.
There's a picture of Sanjay.
Is there?
And all of the other stories on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
Is he in black tie?
It's Bourne. No, he's naked.
It's not a wedding photo, then.
He's naked.
You've just tweeted a picture of a naked elephant.
Yes. The last time I...
You're going to get some very weird followers.
No, I've tweeted pictures of clothed elephants in the past. If anyone wants to look at other animal news tweets.
Animal nudes.
Yeah.
What else have you got?
Okay, so this one comes in from one of the TalkSport men, Matt Smith. Oh. He made a suggestion, and it was quite a good one.
Just a suggestion.
Staff at a zoo in Tokyo held a training exercise to prepare for if a chimpanzee escapes, where they used a person dressed in a chimp costume. So bosses at the attraction in Tokyo were apparently worried that if an earthquake or a natural disaster struck, then the chimps could get out. And they were like, we need to make sure we're okay, we know how to deal with them. And a video has been posted online showing this, and it just shows keepers chasing the man pretending to be a monkey. So not only is he wearing the costume, he's mimicking chimpy movements. And they've got tranquilizer guns and nets, and there's apparently 100 people trying to contain him.
That so you're laughing really at, you're laughing at human cruelty now.
No, because he was a willing participant.
What's his name? Chimpy what?
Chimpy what's it?
Chimpy what's it?
I don't know.
Weird flavour, isn't it?
And I've got one more.
Oh, hang on.
And a woman has filmed bath time with her pet hedgehog.
What? Like a what do they call him? A loofah, like a sort of...
She's not using it as a loofah.
Exfoliating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I can understand why that may have been misleading, but that's not what happened.
So but she's in a bath with a hedgehog.
No, the hedgehog's in a sink.
She's in a sink with a hedgehog.
No, she's washing the hedgehog. She's not being washed.
Oh, right.
So the little hedgehog, the pet, is being washed with a toothbrush, and it just looks really happy. And then it swims around in the sink, and it's this woman. Apparently, she was obsessed with hedgehogs. A Spanish woman. So her fella bought her a pet hedgehog.
Is there a
and
problem?
And it's called Gazpachito.
Is there a problem with doing animal news every day that it sort of runs out?
No, these are quality stories.
Did she breastfeed the hedgehog like the lady with the pig yesterday?
I don't think she did, but I can't rule it out for sure.
Okay. Are you opening some coleslaw?
Well, I couldn't eat my lunch earlier because it's potato salad and I didn't want to disappoint Tom, so I'm having to eat it now.
Fine.
You're disappointing me.
That's fine, though.
Anyway, there's a picture of...
Last time you said that to him is when you went on that date.
It wasn't a date.
Anyway, there's a picture of...
Gazpachito on my...
The wet hedgehog.
The wet hedgehog. On my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
I mean, you're going to get...
B-O-U-R-N-E.
I mean, this is, you know, Twitter are probably watching you right now. Yeah. You're given the amount of animal nudity you've put on your... I don't think you're allowed. Is that the end of animal news?
Animal news.
Yeah, of course it is.
John Holmes, yes. You should be ashamed.
Yeah. Right. Let me start with animal news. Next, we'll be talking to the editor of Variety magazine about the forthcoming BAFTAs and the sort of London Film Festival they're doing, and finding out what Cornelius got for his mum's birthday, and asking you for help with his dad's birthday, which it turns out is today, yeah. Just what? 2 days later.
Yeah.
Expensive month for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Well, not really, no, because you don't get them anything good. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Hi, can I help you with anything?
Yes, I'd really like to know more about your crossover deals.
Oh, it's the Nissan Altima crossover event. Three models, one giant deal. Starring Nissan Juke, Qashqai and X-Trail. Now with an extra £500 deposit contribution. That's up to £2,000 on a Nissan Qashqai at only 3.99% APR representative.
What was that name again?
The Nissan Altima crossover event. Coming to a dealership near you from the 9th to the 13th of February. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 3.99% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status over 18s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/ultimate crossover.
Divorce can be expensive. It affects your finances, assets, home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. It's probably one of the toughest times you'll ever go through. Cordell & Cordell understands these issues and helps men maximise their roles in their children's lives. Call now on 0330 6060 161, or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
What a bargain!
It's a song!
Saving us over 95 quid!
All we did was collect tens of Kazan.
I think that was... Collect 10 tokens inside the sun and get 2 free tickets to Chessington World of Adventures Resort. Starts this Saturday.
There is a person who can help deliver aid to the desperate under the most challenging conditions. They can maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. And they can start by committing just 27 days a year. That person's you. As an RAF reservist, you'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it all in your spare time. Find your role as an RAF reservist. Search RAF recruitment now.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, there's some slow traffic northbound on the M6 to the roadworks between junction 18 for Middlewich and 19 for Knutsford. The southbound side of the M1 in Leicestershire still has some heavy traffic following an earlier breakdown between junction 19, that's the M6, and 18 for Rugby, although all lanes in that area are now back open. We've got some severe delays still on the London-bound A12 in Essex. The road's still closed for recovery work following an accident between junctions 25 and 21. I'm David Moore.
Woke up, winter's here, windows all frosty, didn't want to go out, did want a workout. Today would be a gym day. Pack my gear, scrape the windscreen clear, poor car, too cold, wouldn't start, did start. Battery on its way out, lucky I found out. Dropped by Halfords, got a fresh battery. Nice lady, fits it fast, all good, got going, got to gym. Ignored running machine, ignored cross trainer, sat in sauna for an hour and a quarter and recharged some batteries of my own.
Don't let the cold snap stop you in your tracks. Buy your new car battery from Halfords and we'll fit it from just £10. Open late 7 days a week. Halfords, for life's journeys. Check for opening hours, exclusions apply.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And I don't mean to blow my own trumpet, I would if I could, but when the breaking news, the big news happens, you hear it on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, first. Forget Brexit and Donald Trump, we were the first to tell you that Blind Date was coming back. A Laura Scoops on the Full Set Breakfast every single weekday morning, plus your chance to have your say on the big issues of the day. We'd better call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Talk Radio will get you talking, and very soon we are talking to Keanu Reeves.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Honestly, that show, Keanu Reeves one day, the winner of a Scotch at egg eating competition the next, bang.
No, that's been cancelled.
Oh.
The boss decided that it wasn't appropriate.
What, after we mocked it yesterday?
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, so Keanu Reeves on with Paul Roth. When's that happening? It's happening.
It's happening soon.
It's happening. Keanu Reeves is on with Paul Ross. There's a meeting of minds on the Tory Day Full Set Breakfast. And later on, of course, Paul Rossmaster, in which radio types are quizzed as to their knowledge of Full Set Talk Radio Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Today's is happening in around an hour's time, I can tell you. And today we have one of the badass women off of Badass Woman's Hour who will be having a go. Natalie Campbell, she'll be having a go on the Paul Ross quiz. Now, but, before we talk to the man from Hollywood, Cornelius, regular listeners will know that it was your mum's birthday the day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
People helped out with gift ideas.
They did.
Many came in saying, you know, what should we get for Cornelius's mum? A new son was...
That's offensive.
A lot of that came in, didn't it? A lot of that. A better son, that was another one.
Yep.
A son whose eyes work properly. A lot of this. Anyway, well, in the end, and you know, remember, this was the woman who nurtured you.
Yeah, I remember this.
Who brought you up, who, let's be honest, pushed you out of herself.
Yeah, I know how that works.
Right? And then suckled you at her teat. Right? And then, as you were getting older, she clothed you, she bathed you. She suckled you at her teat, and as you were getting, time went on, she sent you to school, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Paid for that, and then to university,
to private school,
to university there at the age of 18, suckling you at her teat.
No, that didn't happen.
And then
stop this
teaching you how to kiss at a bus stop.
That didn't happen
with her teat.
You made that not real.
Anyway, what did you get her in the end? You had a budget of £20. You said because that's all you cared about.
Yeah, I actually overspent. in the end.
What did you spend? How much did you spend?
£21.
Come on. You must love her.
Yeah.
And what did you get her?
Some lipsticks and a nail varnish.
Right. Is that because all the other lipstick had worn off where she was teaching you how to kiss?
No. I knew she'd like it because it was the one she asked for Christmas.
So you got
and I got her those at Christmas as well.
You got her the same present?
Yeah.
That you got her at Christmas?
Yeah, the exact same present.
Lipstick.
Well,
how fast does she get through lipstick?
At Christmas it came with a free gift. I don't know. I don't know if the old ones had run out yet, but I knew this is something she definitely likes. It's here, available in Charing Cross Station,
right,
which is where I was.
You know she won't have run out of that lipstick unless she really goes through it in some way.
No.
She listened to this again.
I don't know.
Probably. Anyway, it's your dad's birthday, so
it is
we're going to be talking
birthday.
About that shortly as well.
Are we?
Yeah, we are. Because now you need to get your dad a gift, presumably.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to see him tonight.
He brought you up, didn't he?
Stop talking.
He did it with your mum, didn't he? And to create you, right? And he suckled you at his teeth.
No, he didn't.
Didn't he? Anyway, right, so Cornelius' dad's birthday today, and he's got to get him a present, so we're going to ask your help on that. While you're thinking, 87222...
Starting message with a word
at talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you like.
But let us...
Don't worry about
stop
it.
Stop speaking now. Let us, like Frankie, go to Hollywood. Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio in the aforementioned afternoon, and I am its owner-operator, particularly at this time, John Holmes. And you will know, of course, that the BAFTAs are on the way. There's much talk about films that are going to win, the Oscars as well, just round the corner. And there is also, starting tonight in London, the Newport Beach Film Festival with Variety Magazine. Variety Magazine, of course, the film publication. That supports, certainly in this instance, British talent within films. To tell us what's going to... well, his predictions, really, isn't it? Let's see how well it goes, because on the line here, Steve Gaydos, Gary Sherwin, both involved with this. And so, Steve, first of all, you're the editor of Variety, is that right?
Executive editor.
Executive editor. That makes you more important than an editor, though, right? That's what we need to know.
In my own mind.
Okay, good. So what's so? Why are you celebrating with this film festival, British talent?
Well, we've worked with Variety's worked with Newport Beach, as we work with a lot of important film festivals. It's a natural match for Variety, which is an entertainment paper, to work with film festivals who are focused on really presenting, showcasing the best in cinema. Newport has had a history of being very connected to UK cinema and celebrating the filmmakers. The last couple of years, they honored films like Imitation Game and Brooklyn. This year, they're celebrating Daniel Blake by the great Ken Loach, which won the Cannes Festival last May. And so we're kind of helping out. We do something at Variety, which I started about 20 years ago, called the 10 to Watch program. We look at up-and-comers in acting and directing and screenwriting and other things. So we created a 10 Brits to Watch list. And I love doing that because you have this great kind of pleasure. It's almost like a proud parent when you see someone that people didn't know about. If I tell you the names Kate Hewitt or Kate Maberly, one is a theater director, one is an actor turning to directing, Sarah Perry, author. When those people win awards, Oscars, BAFTA awards, for us, we've done part of our job at Variety because we've said, hey, here's something you may not know about. Pay attention. This is a very important talent. BAFTAs this year, by the way, are filled with people that Variety has touted, some as far back as 20 years ago, saying, hey, here's some new talent, and they're all over the BAFTAs.
So because we were talking about predictions for this year, when you sort of look for new talent, and what sort of strikes you? What are you looking for in order to say, oh, look, here's 10 Brits to watch, as we are in this case?
I think you look for associations. You look for, what kind of caliber of people you is this person working with. I remember years ago there was a young screenwriter who had never had a film produced. His first movie straight out of the gate was Bridge of Spies for Steven Spielberg, won Mark Rylance an Oscar. So we looked at that and we said, this is not a bad way to start your life in show business, working with Steven Spielberg. And so associations, the films they're in, signal something. In the supporting actor BAFTA category, you have this year Mahershala Ali with Moonlight.
Yeah.
We named him back in October that we thought this was an important actor you should be watching. And many years ago, Dev Patel was on our list, and of course he's nominated for Lion.
Yeah, and obviously post Slumdog very early on in his career. And in terms of Orange County's Newport Beach, then Gary. Now that sounds idyllic. We're sitting here in London now. Now Orange County, Newport Beach sounds like, you know, I want to go there. However, you've brought part of the film festival to London. Are you insane? What are you doing? It's raining.
Well, that's exactly the reason why we're here, is to remind you that there's a sunny, wonderful place to go, especially in the middle of February. The UK and Newport Beach have had a long and wonderful history. We see probably more UK holidaymakers in Newport Beach than almost any other international market where we play. And Newport Beach, if your listeners aren't familiar with it, we're about an hour south of Los Angeles, 20 minutes or so from Disneyland. It's a very posh, upscale destination, sort of the Cannes of California.
Yeah.
And we have a large yacht harbor, a lot of beaches and stuff that people can really, you know, relax and enjoy. And the film festival began about 18 years ago. And I was talking with the executive director, Greg Schwenk, and they have always had a spotlight on British films. And they've always opened their festival up for UK submissions. And they've always been well received, and our film festival is a real film lovers festival, and this is something Steve talks quite a bit about. It's more than just action hero movies. It's great stories that you want to know, or maybe you didn't know that you needed to know, and they're just very well told. So about 3 years ago, we began this journey over here to begin this event. This year, we're, of course, partnering with Variety, and the event now has transcended from just honoring some select films to really recognizing British cinema and those people who are emerging, and also some important icons who are critical to the success of the industry.
Do you get, Steve, do you think there's a rivalry between, because you're celebrating the Brits. We read a lot over here, certainly, about the Brits taking over Hollywood and taking roles that would ordinarily go to Americans by putting on their American accents. And is there a rivalry between British and American actors, or is it one big happy fan?
You know, I'm always surprised that, because I always expect that actors have rivalries like the one you described.
They've got terrible egos, let's face it.
I think their rivalries are within themselves, within their families. No, I think that basically what you find in America is an eagerness to make things work. People want to be in hits. They want to have successes. They want things to work out. And so if you have writers or actors from the UK and they're really getting the job done, everybody says, great, let's go on to the next one. So I think there's not as much rivalry. The other thing to keep in mind, one of our honorees at the event at the Bulgari Hotel is Pinewood.
Yeah.
And if you were to Google, you know, what's going on at Pinewood, you'd be shocked. Every Hollywood blockbuster you can imagine is shooting here in the UK. This is the biggest boom of Hollywood blockbuster production you've ever seen, and they're not made in Hollywood. They're made in London.
Yeah, which is, goes back traditionally here, because, you know, the many great directors cite British crews as well, of course, don't they? And coming over here and working with British cameramen and British sound men and women, all that kind of stuff as well. So it's not just on the acting side, we've got to remember as well.
Yes, and one of the people nominated for a BAFTA this year is a UK cinematographer named Seamus McGarvey, who I'm proud to say in 1999 we put on our Variety 10 Cinematographers to Watch list.
Yeah. Okay, so in terms of predictions then for BAFTA, now I'm a BAFTA judge as well, so I've got my own thoughts on this. Only a couple of days ago was the second round BAFTA voting for the judges, which I had to get in on the deadline. And there are the front runners, of course, the ones everyone's talking about. But if I was to say to both of you, Steve first, maybe, what do you think? Who's gonna clean up?
I think La La Land will probably clean up, yeah. And I don't know which film. There's such a kind of diverse group of films after that that I don't think there's going to be a big second position film. I think the headline will be La La Land has a lot of love.
And Gary, as you are 20 minutes south of La La Land itself, what's the feeling about the film there?
Well, it very much is a love letter to Los Angeles, and yeah. Certainly with an opening sequence on a freeway, we could relate to that.
Do you do a lot of dancing on freeways?
Well, you have to do something when you're stuck in traffic. So, but I agree with Steve. La La Land seems to be the one that's capturing everyone's imagination. The question is who do you think will win and who do you want to win? I think both Manchester by the Sea and Moonlight were both very, very powerful stories that I hope get recognized.
Yeah, and of course Manchester's a city here that you stole the name of over there. So
yes,
we do that all the time.
I know you do. You're nothing but common thieves. Listen, gents, it's been great to have you on. Thank you very much indeed. Will we go to find out more information about the festival?
Well, you can go to NewportBeachFilmFest.com about the festival if you want to learn more about Newport Beach or the film festival. You can go to visit NewportBeach.com. And if you want to attend the film festival, but maybe you don't have the means to do that, we are actually offering a contest where you can get two business class tickets, a week's stay in a 4-star hotel, VIP access to the festival. You'll have a lovely time. You go to purehmv.com. We're partnering with them on the promotion.
Yeah.
A few years we've done it. Saw the winners last year, and they had a wonderful time.
Well, that beats us. All we get to give away is a talk radio mug. gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. There you go. All the information for you there. BAFTAs, of course, coming very shortly, and that'll be covered extensively, I imagine, mostly on Paul Ross. But it will be happening, and that's the Newport Beach Film Festival, which you could go to Newport Beach in Orange County to see, or if you're not, then, well, London tomorrow night, Google it. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
With BMW navigation and real-time traffic information as standard, the BMW 1 Series helps to keep you clear of the congestion and connected to the open road. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required, excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
With Sky Bet, great just got greater. Introducing the all-new Cash Out Boost. Turbocharge your winnings with a chance to win a cash bonus when you cash out your bet. We could make £40 into £48, £20 into £30, and £25 into £50. With Cash Out Boost from Sky Bet, why cash out anywhere else? Sky Bet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. Max Cash Out Boost to the value of £50. Amounts will vary. When the fun stops, stop.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria now. She's got the 3 o'clock news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the NHS in crisis. Child refugee camp criticised. A man trapped in pond for hours.
Talk Radio.
NHS England's performance against targets for A&E, cancer and trolley weights is at its worst on record. Figures for December show 86.2% of emergency patients were seen within 4 hours. The target is 95%. Dr. Sarah Wollaston is the chair of the government's health committee.
This target acts as, if you like, the canary in the mine for the whole system, because when A&E is really suffering with huge backlogs, it's often because there are pressures throughout the hospital system.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby says he's saddened and shocked that the government is shutting down a scheme to bring lone child refugees to Britain from Europe. Just 350 of the 3,000 originally promised will be accepted. Jeremy Corbyn has used Donald Trump's well-used phrase, fake news, to dismiss suggestions that he set a date to stand down. The Labour leader has called the reports complete nonsense. Tata Steel is selling its specialty steels business to Liberty House Group for £100 million. The agreement covers two sites in China, as well as several in the UK, including Rotherham, Stocksbridge and Bolton. The community union says it hopes it will mean longer-term job security. And an Australian man says he's extremely lucky to be alive after his body was trapped under mud and water for hours. He only just managed to keep his nose and forehead above the surface. Daniel Miller was driving his 3-ton digger in a remote area of North Sydney when a dam collapsed beneath him.
If I pushed really hard, I could get my mouth above the water, but I couldn't sustain that position for very long. I laughed, I swore. Like, this is ridiculous, I could die here. There's no way, I'm not letting my daughter. I must think about how they're going to find me.
Daniel was eventually rescued after a neighbour heard him shouting for help. I'm Victoria Bourne. Stay classy, listeners of the 38th most listened to national radio station.
Oh, we've got a new outline.
That's from Robin on Twitter.
Whoa. That's a good one, actually.
Mm.
There's several others coming in. Obviously, Victoria, we are looking for a new outline for Victoria. It's not as bold as
Ben Fletcher.
Yeah, from the pre-recorded sport. It's not as bold as his powered by Talk Sport. So we were looking for one for you, of course, just to reset that. So that's not bad. That's all right.
That's okay.
There was one that said, I'm Victoria Bourne. Mum, please wipe me now.
What?
Yeah, I know.
That's a real one?
Yeah, came in on Twitter.
What's the name who said that?
I can't remember, can't find it now, but it was...
I think you're making it up.
No, I'm really not.
It did come in, I saw it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, right near the top of the show, I think, so it's quite a while back.
It's all down, I can't... Anyway, so you can keep sign-off for suggestions for Victoria's News coming in, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Next, of course, the big debate. But first, the aforementioned Ben Fletcher has the pre-recorded sport.
And I've got the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
And now Victoria's got the weather.
It seems ever since we started discussing out cues, you seem to forget I have to do weather. Anyway, light snow or sleet showers across northern and eastern regions.
Sneet.
I know, I made a big effort to not say sneet. Cloudy for many.
You just said it.
Very cold.
You just said it then.
Highs of 6 degrees.
Wasn't a great effort. You said sneet.
Yeah, I chose to say it then.
Chose to say what?
Say what?
Sneet.
Nah, said it.
Yeah, she said sneet. You're a sneet sayer.
You can sneet off.
Mm. Sneet geek.
That's neat, that's neat, that's neat, that's neat. Right, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Today it's live from three Justin Bieber concerts, all happening at the same time.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Sunderland striker Jermaine Defoe has told Talk Sport that his side were firing on all four cylinders when they beat Crystal Palace 4-0 at the weekend. David Moyes' side are still bottom of the Premier League, but now just 2 points adrift of safety. Defoe says 10 out of 10 is going to be flat hands. On to rugby, England head coach Eddie Jones has made two changes for the Six Nations clash with Wales on Saturday. Exeter wing Jack Noel and Harlequins forward Jack Clifford will start, and Johnny May and Tom Wood dropping to the bench. Meanwhile, Welsh fly half Dan Biggar and wing George North have been passed fit to play. There are two changes, with props Rob Evans and Thomas Francis replacing Nicky Smith and Samson Lee. Finally, the Super League is back tonight with seven-time champions Leeds heading to St Helens. TalkSport 2 has full live match commentary. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the pre-recorded sport that he recorded about 45 minutes ago. Live from three Justin Bieber concerts, all happening at the same time. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
All right, then, in the next bit of the programme, your chance to hear a radio celebrity quizzed as to their knowledge of Full Set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It's this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. Also, of course, find out what Cornelius... Hi, Cornelius.
Hi.
..is going to buy for his dad. Your suggestion's coming. It's his dad's birthday. It was his mum's birthday 2 days ago. He set himself a budget of just £20, despite the fact that she suckled him from her teat.
£21.
As she still does.
No, she doesn't.
It's his dad's birthday today. He suckles him at his teat.
No.
So what could he get for his dad? 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There'll also be a diversity paper review as we go through the day's papers with today's diversity, making us the most diverse programme on the radio. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
John Holmes.
Yeah, so it's time then for... Well, it's just gone 3 o'clock. We all know what that means, don't we? It is time for the big debate. So, as we've been hearing in the news, Jeremy Corbyn has said that reports of him possibly stepping down from his role as ineffectual leader of an unelectable party are fake news. He's been using Donald Trump's phrase of fake news to suggest that he isn't planning to leave the party at all, despite the rest of the party seemingly resigning around him. A lot of these rumours swirling around Westminster, of course. This is all after he told the party that they must obey the three-line whip and vote for the triggering of Article 50. And, of course, that prompted many Labour MPs, backbenchers and so forth, and indeed frontbenchers, to go, we don't have to do what you say, you're not our dad. He's been pointing the finger at the backbench rebels. And on the line now, calling 03444991000, which is, let me just check, which is a telephone number, is Gus. Good afternoon, Gus.
Good afternoon, John.
Thank you for calling Talk Radio, Britain's 38th most listened to national radio station out of a possible 42.
Oh, I didn't realise that. You've done very well for yourself.
Thank you. Now, listen, you've called in because you heard me say that Jeremy Corbyn was pointing the finger there at backbench rebels. You've called in because you think, actually, we don't need fingers anymore. You don't think we need to point them. We just don't need them. Is that right? That's what you told our research.
That is exactly right. Listen, I would like to commend you for being one of the few people to have the moral courage,
yes,
to have a conversation about fingers. Nothing good has come from fingers. People have pointed, the finger of blame,
yep,
is pointed. It is the itchy trigger finger that fires a gun,
yep,
right? We have a blonde-haired Watson in America with his tiny little fingers, yep, over the tiny little nuclear launch buttons.
Yes.
We just got rid of fingers. The world would be a much safer place. The people need to grace 2017. Grow up, get rid of your fingers.
Right, Gus, interesting points you make there. And listening to them on the other line, it's the line actually we've got in the studio that's based on Pythagoras' theorem. It's line 3.142. Hello, Ross.
Hello.
Hello, Ross.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Go on.
What?
Hello?
You what?
Fingers?
Yes.
Hello?
Right. Ross has called. Ross, you're on live on the radio, Ross. You've called Talk Radio.
So are you.
Yes. Now, you heard what...
Go on. Fingers?
Yes. You heard what Gus had to say, didn't you? About
I'll tell you what he said. He said, is it not fingers, John?
That's what he said. But you've called up because presumably you're taking the opposing point of view.
It won't work, would it, if I liked, if I ate them as well?
Wouldn't at all, no.
I'll tell you what,
I would like you a lot, though. I would like you a lot if you ate your fingers just like me.
Hang on.
Hang on. What? Hang on. Gus has got something to say.
No,
say
no, again, no, Gus, Ross.
What are you going to say?
What?
What are you saying, Gus?
Sorry?
Gus, go on.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I would really like it if you hated fingers as well. Do you hate fingers?
Do I do what? Eat fingers?
Don't eat fingers, just get rid of them.
Can I talk to John again? Put John back on again.
Here I am. Right, so listen, Gus is saying that he can't speak that well, but he's saying he hates fingers. I think.
I hate fingers.
Yeah. He's not the past tense of eat. He's not saying he ate anyone's fingers. He may have done. We'll ask him about that. We'll ask him about that in a moment. But Ross, look, make a valid point.
He sounds like he's got eight fingers. I tell you what I did last night, John.
Yeah.
I watched Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth. Yeah. And then I ate two fondant fancies. Right, I wouldn't have been able to do any of those things if I didn't have any fingers.
Well, I don't know. You didn't get the you didn't get Hellraiser 3 Hell on Earth Braille version, did you? I mean, presumably you watched it with your eyes, did you?
Well, yeah, but how do I get the cassette in the player? I suppose I kick it in, do I?
Well, you could kick it into the player.
Kick it into the player.
Kick it into the player. Gently.
You can't kick a tape.
If you hadn't got any fingers, you could still stump the tape into the slot, couldn't you?
Have you seen Hellraiser?
Or you could use your thumb. Have we forgotten about thumbs?
Oh, now you say you're happy with thumbs. I didn't know.
No, listen, let me make my point clear. I do not have a problem with thumbs. Thumbs are not fingers, right? And you can do everything you can with fingers with a thumb.
Right,
You can't put Hellraiser 3 on.
Well, you can watch a film. You can thumb it into the thing that you put the thing in. I don't have a TV. All right.
Yeah, but actually, you can stump it.
I couldn't carry one because I only got thumbs.
Right. Gus? Have you had your fingers off?
Oh yeah, I had them off. Yeah,
How did you die?
I mean, it's not unusual. A lot of religions do far worse to their people than other bits of bodies.
That's true.
I just had my thumbs off.
Your fingers.
Of the fingers, yeah.
That's right.
I forget which one is which.
Yeah, don't you?
Hang on, let me have a look.
Hang on. Hang on, Gus. Let's bring Ross back into the argument. Ross, you've got something to say there?
Is it thumbs or fingers? What are we doing?
It's anti-fingers.
He's
got thumbs. Hang on. Right, look, let me just...
I want to ask you...
What?
I love fingers. Do I change it to thumbs or what?
No. Well, I want to... It's fingers we're talking about. Let me just ask you this question, right? Now, hypothetically, if we went down Gus's route of getting rid of fingers, right? And I'm going to say and thumbs here, Gus, so bear with me. I know.
All right.
But we would solve at a stroke, wouldn't we? Lots of problems. Childhood obesity, because fat kids couldn't pick up cake, right? You'd solve gun crime, because you can't, as you mentioned, pull a trigger without a finger, can you? Jeremy Corbyn, these leaked texts. You've been hearing about this leaked text with Jeremy Corbyn saying that Surrey Council are, and get this, selling the fingers of old people to pay for elderly care. That's what we're... Surrey Council are doing that. Now, is that right? Is that right, Ross? Is that right?
Well, I was going to say, you've left me stumped. But I don't mean that. I don't think it is right, no.
No. So he shouldn't sell... What if we say a British council, an elected council, let's not forget, should not sell the fingers of old people to raise money?
No, they shouldn't. They should keep their hands to themselves.
Yes. And what do you make of it, Gus? Because they're cutting the fingers off.
Well, I mean, they're cutting fingers...
Hang on, Ross, let Gus have his say.
I'm all for cutting fingers off. I mean, as we know, fish used to have fingers, all right?
Yeah.
Then they got them cut off,
yep.
And now we can enjoy their fingers as a tasty treat. And the fish have done very well for themselves without fingers. They've been in a lot of movies. Finding Nemo, Finding Dory, and to a lesser extent, The Shark Tale, right? But we don't talk about that one because it weren't so successful.
Yeah, but you managed to watch those films, didn't you, by thumbing the tapes into the machine?
I thumb the tape into the machine and I use my nose to hit play.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Where would you... I mean, what you do there, you brought us an interesting hypothesis, but what you haven't said is how our hands will end, right? I mean, you take
hand
the...
Hand will end?
Hand end. How will the hand end, Gus?
Hand will end?
The hand end. The end of the hand. What would be on the end of the hand if it's not fingers?
Well, mine ends in a thumb. But you're suggesting we get rid of thumbs as well.
No, but your whole hand doesn't end in a thumb, does it? That's a part of your hand. It's a section of your hand.
Yeah, over time, my thumb and the hand have got, like, melded together. You know, that's kind of like how the body grows, you know, and heals.
Right.
Either way...
I've just got two big thumbs.
You can't hold two fondant fancies.
You can hold...
You can't do it.
Well, you could balance one on top of the other and then pick the first one up.
With what?
With your thumbs or your stumps or whatever. You don't need fingers.
Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden? Have you heard about these?
No, I can't read Swedish.
Right. Well, let me tell
you. Enlighten me, John.
What they've been doing, and this is actually very interesting, and they're thinking of bringing it over here because the trials have been successful. So it's difficult to put up flat pack furniture, isn't it? We know that, right? So what they've been doing in Sweden is they've been grafting fingers onto an elk. And they've trained the elk to build flat pack furniture from IKEA. You don't have to do it yourself now. You don't get an Allen key anymore in the kit. What you get is an elk that's had fingers grafted onto its hoofs.
An elk.
And as you open the box with your Billy bookcase or whatever it might be, out comes the elk, and it will put up your flat pack furniture for you because it's got human fingers grafted on and it's been trained to do so. That's good, isn't it?
No. I mean, the best things in the world don't have anything like fingers. You know, elks aren't meant to have fingers. You know, other animals may have fingers. I mean, for example, the octopus. Does the octopus have fingers?
Yeah, it could have.
It has tentacles. But everyone loves tentacles, apart from maybe animated Japanese schoolgirls. But other than, I mean, I wouldn't know. I've got the safe search function on my web browser. But, you know, other than them, everyone loves fingers. So everyone hates fingers. Well, I'm so confused. I'm so angry about fingers. Well, I just want them all gone.
We've just got to, that's really out of time for the debate.
I need elk.
What'd you say, Ross?
Half of the conversation cut out then. Did you say Elky Books have got no fingers?
That's where we have to leave the debate. So if you'd like to sum it up for me in one word, please, Gus.
Fudge.
Thank you. And Ross?
Hellraiser 3.
Good. Hell on earth. Thank you very much indeed. Well, that's we're simply out of time, and we could have debated whether or not we need fingers for much longer. And we should carry on the debate with you. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio in
Twitter. Start your message with any word you like.
Do we need fingers? Do we still need our fingers on our hands in post-Brexit Britain? That's the question. When we've got tuna in brine and carpet tiles, do we? Many people saying not. What do you think, though? Let's get in touch. It's the big debate on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
The new Vauxhall Mokka X is absolutely 100% about you. Your music streamed, your devices connected with 4G Wi-Fi, and it's yours to drive for just £239 a month with advance rental. The sportier, bolder new Vauxhall Mokka X. It's your life. Go drive it. Search Mokka X offers. Personal contract hire offer on Mokka X Active 1.4 turbo manual front wheel drive in metallic paint. Advance rental 3346 plus 35 months at 239. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months at 7.3 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires OnStar activation, available as standard on selected models. 4G coverage limited. T's and C's apply. Register before the 1st of April 2017.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got an 8x4 foot sheet of 100mm Enertherm pitched roof insulation for only £25.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
The food, the ambience, the company. By Valentine's Day, you could have found the person you've been looking for. Subscribe now to Encounters Dating and save 50% on your first 3 months. Find your perfect match this Valentine's Day. Search Encounters and subscribe today.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers. And you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No, no, no!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
If you're travelling north on the M6 in Lancashire, you'll find a lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between junction 32 for the Broughton interchange and 33 for Golgate. The northbound M6 through Cheshire also slow through the roadworks between junctions 18 and 19. And still severe delays on the London bound A12, which remains closed off for recovery work following a serious accident. So that's between junction 25 for Marks Tay and 21 for Witham South. I'm David Moore.
What drives you to attraction? Is it the taste of anticipation? Are you tempted by the touch? Is it hearing the sound of true passion? Experience the Jaguar XF from £289 a month plus VAT on Jaguar contract hire.
Business users only. Initial rental £1,737 plus VAT. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. VAT at 20%. Offer ends 31st of March. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians. Just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. Welcome along. In a moment, the diversity paper review. But just a quick update for you on the state of Cornelius's dad's birthday gift list. If you just tuned in, it was Cornelius's dad's birthday, mum's birthday, 2 days ago. 2 days ago.
2 days ago. And, they're born 2 days apart.
And though she has suckled him at her teat every day since. Every day since. Still, he would only spend 20 quid on her.
Every day since.
And bought her the same
21.
Present. Same present he bought.
It was £21. £21.
Years that she suckled you.
No.
£21 is all you spent on her, and you bought the same present you bought for Christmas.
When we go to the pub, and I always offer to buy the first round, and when
that's
it's your second round,
that's not strictly true, is it? But all right.
It's the second round. What do you normally say? Same again, and we all agree because that's what we all want.
Yeah.
So that's the reason. It's a good present for my mum. Same again. Everyone likes the same again.
Yeah. How many? You're how old? 24. Right. And every year for a birthday and Christmas, you've bought lipstick?
No. Just the last Christmas and this birthday.
Right. The same lipstick?
Yes. Yeah,
but as
colours.
I said, she does get through it a lot because of what she does with sailors. Now, more on Cornelius' dad's birthday gift anon. But we welcome today Tara for today's diversity paper review. Just realised though, I've got to go through some of the reactions for the big debate,
yeah,
Tara. So you're gonna have to wait just a moment because we've got a lot of reactions coming in for the big debate. We were talking today about whether or not you need fingers in this day and age. We learned in Sweden, of course, what they've done is they've grafted fingers onto the hooves of elk in Sweden and included a finger grafted elk in every flat pack furniture item. So now, rather than an Allen key, what happens is you don't have to put it up yourself. They've trained these elk to put flat pack furniture up for you. Open the box, out comes an elk with human fingers grafted onto its hooves. Builds the Billy bookcase. Very useful. What else is coming, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. Paul Kearney on Twitter says, "Hi John, I'm not very good with a hammer, so I'd be happy to get rid of fingers. I'm fed up with the finger banging."
Yeah.
Jeff says, "John, without fingers, think of all the unsolved crime there would be due to lack of fingerprints. Police can't dust for stump marks."
Yeah, that's absolutely
also
true.
This is coming from Jane, who says, "John, I'm surprised you went that whole conversation without mentioning fingering."
Yeah.
Basically, when I got engaged, my husband gave me a fingering, and it fit just perfectly.
Well, you have to get the size. You have to get the absolute size right. And they have in the jewellers what they have are these special conical It's not a long pyramid, and they put the prospective ring over that in order to work out the size to go onto your finger ring. So that's
I had a finger ring the other day.
Look at that.
Shining.
Isn't that nice, Tara?
It is nice.
Anyway, if you've got any reactions, 8732.
Start your message with that talk.
That's what you're on Twitter.
You're
laughing at your dad's present again. Right, Tara, you've been going through the papers. It's today's diversity paper review, of course. And what we're doing, if you're an irregular listener, is this. We invite a different diversity in each day to review the papers for us, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Tara, what have you? What's your diversity?
Thanks for having me.
What's your diversity, first of all?
I'm Jewish.
That's right.
I'm Jewish.
That's right.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thanks for giving me a platform.
You're absolutely fine.
Thank you.
I thought you might want some work in the media or something. What newspaper have you been looking at?
So The Guardian, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
Because I'm, cool and young and left.
Yeah.
So they're
saying...
You're
big millennial.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're saying elder siblings score higher in IQ tests than younger brothers and sisters because they get more mental stimulation from parents. Right, and I'm an eldest child of four.
Yeah.
And I had so much pampering when I was younger. I was the only one.
Really?
The only one of four. Yeah, I've got my own baby album. I had Sunday cinema with my dad. I was the only one. And then gradually everyone else, the younger siblings, were just left to their own devices.
Yeah. That's what happens, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
Because I'm the youngest of four, so we have a perfect, and I'm the favourite.
Are you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but that's because you can't really fend for yourself, so they have to take special care of you.
Yeah.
So did your siblings resent this at any point in time?
I don't know. I mean, I've got the youngest is 15. I'm 24. The youngest is 15.
Yeah.
I went downstairs a couple of days ago. She was making her own packed lunch, a mushroom portobello salad thing.
Yeah.
I was given a Kit Kat and a sandwich to take with me. You know, how are you doing things like this?
Well, because she's doing it herself. That's why.
She learned on her own.
You lazy person.
I was just given packed lunch.
Yeah, well, she's doing it herself. She's a better person than you.
She is. She's much cleverer. She'd definitely score higher on IQ tests.
Yeah.
All those violin lessons for me, she never had. Useless.
You had all the violin lessons.
I had violin
lessons. Never had any, but she can play it better than you, and that's how it is.
She definitely can, yeah. Main part in school. I resent her.
Yeah, that, well.
She's got a main part in school play.
I fear we've dredged something up here.
Yeah.
So that's what The Guardian says. So IQs...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, IQs are higher in...
Yes.
In elder sibling. I mean, is there any reason for that, though? Have they given an explanation, or is it just generally...
They reap the benefits of being number one. It's by Edinburgh University.
Okay.
Mental stimulation from their parents.
Just because of engagement.
And they're talking about the level of emotional support that they get. I think that's
It's true, because by the time you get around, I have two daughters and seven and four. And the first one, you're right. It's like we never had so much hand gel, antibacterial hand gel in our house. You know, it was like, oh, you can't touch anything, and then touch the baby. It's got And the second one, you're just like, oh, I've dropped the baby on the floor again.
Exactly.
Oh, it's fine. The dog will lick it clean.
Yeah.
So
imagine you getting to number four like my parents did
and
very quickly.
You always say, don't you, that your eldest daughter is really stupid?
Yeah.
Don't you? You always tell that to me off air.
No, you're mixing up my eldest daughter. With Cass, who I say that about, remember? Through the glass.
No, I do remember. I struggle.
Tara, I know, you're stupid as well. Not you, Tara, him. Can you stay there, Tara, because we've got more papers to go through, I know, but we do have to take a break now for Victoria. Are you you're a sibling, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, are you eldest or not?
No, I'm not the eldest.
Okay.
That's a good thing, it means you're cleverer.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought the eldest was most
intelligent. We're disputing it.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, then I agree.
Brother, sister? What's
older brother.
Older brother. Can he read?
Yeah.
Do you want to fetch him? Anyway, it's 3:30 in the afternoon. Paul Rossmaster on the way in the next half an hour here on Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Damning new figures reveal NHS England is performing at its worst ever level, failing targets for A&E, cancer and trolley waits. At the end of last year, just 86.2% of A&E patients were seen within 4 hours. The target is 95%, a figure not met since July 2015. The Prime Minister has defended the government's record.
In December, we had a record number, the busiest day in accident and emergency that has taken place in the National Health Service. We are now seeing something like nearly 3,000 more people being seen within the four-hour standard every single day.
The Archbishop of Canterbury says he's saddened and shocked the UK will only accept 350 lone child refugees from Europe. Justin Welby wants ministers to rethink closing a scheme which was supposed to take in up to 3,000 vulnerable youngsters. But the Home Secretary says councils can't cope with that number and she's worried about encouraging people traffickers. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's accused reporters of listening to fake news as he insisted he's not planning to stand down. There were rumours he had set a date to quit as members of his shadow cabinet rebelled against him during a Commons vote on the EU last night. Tata Steel is selling its specialty steel business for £100 million. Two sites in China and several in the UK will go to Liberty House Group. And a study suggests so-called millennial men earn more than £12,000 less than the generation before them by the time they hit 30. The Resolution Foundation says it reflects a shift towards more young men now in their 20s or 30s in lower skilled jobs such as shops and restaurants.
And sidekicks on the radio.
Can we rectify that news so that I'm earning more than the previous generation?
Why don't you speak to Denny about that? I'm not responsible.
Yeah, the Denny's the boss, isn't he?
Yeah.
Got the purse strings, isn't he?
Mm.
Trouble is, Cornelius, it's performance related, so...
Also, your top story, your opening line was damning new figures. I thought we were going to talk about the Rajahs.
So did I.
Well, we did discuss about leading on that earlier, but then I thought I'll just stick to the NHS crisis.
Did you mention that this show is the most listened to show on the station?
No.
Do you want to mention that in your news?
No.
Why?
Do it during Sam's show.
That'd be funny.
Lead with that. You're part of it, Victoria, part of the success story.
Oh, thanks, John.
Yeah. I mean, we looked at the graph. There is a dip when the news is on. But that's fine. It's still part of the...
You keep saying that, and I keep not believing you.
The graph, it looks like Jules' teeth. Yeah. It goes up and down.
It's a bit like your teeth, isn't it?
Which are all, like your eyes, sticking out in different directions.
Should I do the weather?
The reason his teeth are like that is because he's been suckling...
No, he said it wasn't his mum, it was a pig. That's what he said during yesterday's Animal News.
He said he suckled a
pig.
All right. Oh, this is because the woman in Peru in the news who'd suckled a pig.
She breastfed a pig. She didn't suckle a pig. A pig suckled her.
Semantics.
They're different. They're very different.
Well, pigs and people are different.
I know. But, okay. I mean, the actions we were describing.
All right.
The weather, cold again tonight, sleet continuing in eastern counties, lows of -1. Tomorrow's going to be chilly with some more wintry showers, sunniest in the north and west with highs of just 4 degrees. There's more in half an hour-ish.
Always end on a high. Victoria, thank you very much for the news. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Tara's here with the paper review and then Paul Rossmaster before 4.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go then. It's the Diversity Paper Review each day, each weekday. The paper's reviewed, gone through, leafed through by a different diversity in order to make us the most diverse programme on the radio. Tara's here. Tara is...
Hello. Jewish.
Yes.
Shalom.
Yes. We've already talked about The Guardian and IQ
we
of
have.
Siblings. Which newspaper are we going now?
We debated that. We're going with Sky News.
All right, fine. It's not a newspaper, but I don't
about
mind.
The silence has been broken. Tom Hiddleston says the Taylor Swift romance was real. Big news.
Right.
Obviously,
yeah.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah.
He says, Taylor is an amazing woman, and she's generous, and she's kind, and she's lovely, and we had the best time.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's very
nice. Is
that
all of the detail we've got?
That's all the detail we've got. Yeah. He says, the much-mocked I Heart Taylor Swift tank top was just a joke. He made that clear. That's
oh, because he wore that in the sea or something, didn't he?
Yes,
he
with wore, Taylor.
Yes. Mm. That was a joke. But the relationship was real, which is the important
thing.
Not
just a PR stunt, then?
No, not a PR stunt.
As many surmised.
Yeah, some saw it as nothing more than a media stunt to benefit the two celebrities' public images.
Which did work.
Yes.
But that might have just been a benefit.
But the relationship was real, and she was amazing and fantastic and generous.
And generous.
Yeah.
But he doesn't say in what ways these things.
Nope, doesn't say, doesn't specify. But what we just need to remember is that she was amazing and fantastic.
And generous.
Good. Actually, the shirt was worn to cover a wound on his back, he says.
What sort of a Taylor Swift inflicted wound?
A wound. Just a wound.
Again, no more specific about that. She was generous with her wounding.
A graze from the sun.
A graze? No one's been grazed by the sun.
And he said, does anyone have a t-shirt? And someone said, I've got this. And it was an I Heart Taylor Swift t-shirt. So obviously that's all been made clear now.
Yeah.
Now we know the relationship was real.
Real and amazing.
Yes. And she was generous and kind.
And kind.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't
it? Which is nice, isn't it? Yeah. Very heartwarming.
Great. Moving on, where are we going next? Yeah.
So a student buying a bottle of cider in Morrison's claims a worker told her she had to have EU ID to be served.
Right.
Right. So she claimed that this worker insisted they'd only accept EU ID. She said this on Facebook, I was buying a bottle of cider and a lady asked my ID. I showed her my ID card and she insisted, capital letters, it must be an EU ID.
Oh, bloody Brexit.
And then Celine, who's the one complaining, did crying.
Yeah, no, she did the crying.
She cried.
Yeah.
And she went on to explain. She wrote, Dear Morrisons, are you discriminating non-EU customers? This lady was extremely rude. I cried, what? When she asked me. The lady told me, quiet down, your treat. And she said that the woman treated her like her children. That's the story.
That's great.
She nurtured her.
Yeah, yeah.
brought her up. Yeah. Unfortunately, she wasn't the first. Yeah. Her IQ wasn't up to much.
Yeah.
In the end, so. I mean,
second born, Celine.
We've all cried when someone has denied us cider, haven't we?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
What is EU ID?
I don't know.
Sounds like she's not an EU national.
So she was British?
She's British.
Yeah.
She's British.
Oh. Well, she's not an EU national then now.
I mean, I can name and shame the Morrisons if you want.
But if it's in the paper, then it's fair game.
Newcastle under Lyme.
Oh,
is that real? Wow. It sounds mythical to me.
That's real.
I was just going to head there tonight as well. Yeah. No, not anymore.
No. You can't. There
you go.
There.
So if you want your cider fix and you haven't got your EU card, I'd give Newcastle under Lyme a wide berth.
Does it say what ID she tried to use? Was it like a library card or something?
She tried to use her driving license.
My driving license is still an EU driving license, though, as everyone's will be.
Yeah.
But the capital letters again, she insisted it must be an EU ID.
Hang on, my driving license has got EU on it, hasn't yours? Oh, you don't drive.
You don't have one.
But there you go. Driving
license.
You
don't have one.
Driving license. EU flag. Everyone's
how
like,
sad.
Oh, driving license.
My one doesn't. My one doesn't have it because I've got a provisional driving license.
And you don't even need a driving license because of your parents' chauffeur that takes you around.
No.
Anyway, thanks, Tara.
That's all right. That You're welcome.
Your diversity paper review there with Tara. There'll be more of diversity paper reviews with different diversities and different viewpoints, and that's the point, isn't it? Next week on the programme, every single day. Now, in the next bit of the programme, regular listeners will know that Thursday is the home of radio's least favourite quiz. It's the least listen to quiz in broadcasting, but it's back. Of course it's Thursday. Of course it can only mean it's the full set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross quiz, Paul Ross Master, and it's coming next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
I reached Steve.
Devastated. She's gone, and I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but
you come to rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife! Butch!
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Frankie's late night breakfast.
I've been going out with Sam for a while now. We met last year, online. We went out dancing, came home late, once became often. I can tell you the moment I knew we'd really hit it off. The first time we shared a bowl of baked eggs. It's my mother's recipe. Tangy tomato sauce with spinach and chilli. You wait till it's simmering, then bake in the eggs. Delicious. We tucked in at 3 a.m, two spoons in one bowl, and he said, "This is the best breakfast I've ever had."
Find Frankie's late night breakfast recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Let's be anything but beige, because right now at Wickes, there's 3 for 2 on absolutely all paint. That's all brands, all types, all colours, all the way up to the 21st of February. Wickes, let's do it right.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Yorkshire, traffic is a lot heavier than normal on the M62 in both directions between junctions 26 for Chain Bar and 28 for Tingley. The London-bound A12 in Essex, there's still a section of that closed off for recovery work following a serious accident, so it's shut between junction 25 at Marks Tay and 29 for Witham South. The A38 in Bridgewater, still very slow through that area. That's due to roadworks. I'm David Moore.
What drives you to attraction? Is it the taste of anticipation? Are you tempted by the touch? Is it hearing the sound of true passion? Experience the Jaguar XF from £289 a month plus VAT on Jaguar contract hire.
Business users only. Initial rental £1,737 plus VAT. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. VAT at 20%. Offer ends 31st of March. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio that you're listening to. I am... him. And, well, the news, of course. Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock, bringing you more analysis and in-depth insight into the news issues. Jeremy Corbyn says he isn't going to resign. He said that the rumours are going around Westminster saying that he is going to resign from his position as an ineffectual leader of an unelectable party are simply untrue. Mm. That's what he said this afternoon. There's a lot of news around. I mean, it's quite complicated.
No, oh, I can't get my head around
many
it.
People can't, Cornelius, but don't you worry anymore, because we're here to help by taking the day's news and, well, I'm going to say subjecting it to short form oriental verse. It's Japanese poetry. It's 5 syllables. It's 7 syllables and 5 syllables. And we present the news in haikus.
Tories accused of council tax sweetheart deal, perfect for Valentine's.
The news in haikus. Okay then, Thursday afternoon, it's time for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is today's edition of nobody's favourite quiz, radio's least popular game, Paul Rossmaster, in which radio stars are tested as to their knowledge of full set talk radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Today we welcome to Paul Rossmaster Natalie Campbell, out of off of Badass Woman's Hour at the weekend here on Talk Radio. Hello, Natalie.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. And what's new in your badass world?
What's new? Well, trying to make sure that everyone else feels badass and wonderful.
Good. And are you feeling badass and wonderful about this quiz?
I'm nervous.
Nervous. Well, your colleagues, your broadcasting colleagues, of course, have already played. I think you're the last badass.
Okay. Well, I want to win then.
Yeah, you're all very competitive, I've noticed, over the weeks, actually. Each and every one of you wants to win. What you're trying to score, Natalie, are some points. And that will put you, should you be successful in that, that will put you at the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played, Natalie.
Fabulous.
First of all, what's your knowledge of Paul Ross actually like?
Okay,
fine. That's, you know, I'm sure that'll work then. That's all right. That's good. As long as it's okay.
I just want to win. That's all.
All right, fine. All right. Well, basically, you've got three questions. A, B, and C answers mostly. Mm-hmm. So let's see how we get on, because here comes question one. Okay, here we go, Natalie. Recent film that's out now release news, and a recent film release that is out now is, of course, the children's film release, The Lego Paul Ross Movie. The film tells the story of the Lego Talk Radio full set Lego breakfast presenter Paul Ross, who, with his Lego sidekick Moose from the Lego Sport, fights to save the Lego radio station from a Lego takeover. Too late, the evil Lego villain buys the station in a complicated shareholder deal, and it's left to Lego Paul Ross, under his crime-fighting alter ego, Dogging Man, so-called because he notoriously goes to Lego dogging spots on Lego traffic islands in the Lego Maidenhead area to watch Lego people Lego doing it through the Lego windows of Lego cars to save the day. But of course, Lego Paul Ross, the Lego Paul Ross Movie, isn't the only radio-based children's film that there is, Natalie. Name the other one. Is it A, The Grimshaw That Stole Christmas? Is it B, Paul Gambaccini and the Chocolate Factory? Or is it C, A Muppet Julia Hartley Brewer?
I'm going to go for C, A Muppet Julia Hartley Brewer.
Is the right answer. Very good. Very good. Okay.
Right. Yay.
Question number two, Natalie. Notorious serial killer mystery news now. And of course, today is nowhere near the anniversary of when the notorious 19th century serial killer Paul Ross the Ripper stalked the dark alleys of talk radio in the dead of night, cutting the wires on other people's headphones and conducting terrible, gruesome interviews with people off TOWIE that no one gives a toss about, or chatting to the winner of a Scotch egg-eating competition. His violent and little listened to reign lasts for as long as the management allowed, but no one has ever solved the mystery of who or what Paul Ross actually was. But of course, Paul Ross the Ripper isn't the only radio-based infamous criminal who has terrorised the public at large. Name the other one. Is it Viney Todd? This is A. Viney Todd, the demon current affairs presenter of Fleet Street. Evil-minded Radio 2 broadcaster Jeremy Vine would lure guests to his studio and then slit their throats so that his accomplice Radio 2 travel presenter Sally Traffic could make pies out of them. Is it B, infamous corpse stealers Burke and Hawksby and Jacobs? Is it C, the infamous criminal Dave Lee Travis? Or is it a D in this occasion? Occasional Radio 2 stand-in Richard Madeley, who famously once accidentally forgot to pay for some wine in a supermarket and was done for shoplifting.
I'm going to go for D, but also ask you, how do you sleep at night? I'm slightly disturbed by this question.
That is a fair question, and not one I can answer, other than to say, I don't. But you got the question right, well done. That's good. I can't remember what you said now, but it's right, yeah. Here's question number three. Yeah, that's fine. It's Madeley. Question number three. It's a music question, Natalie. Have a listen to this music. Yeah, well, that was, of course, you'll know it, the seminal 1980s album title track Slide It In by the pigment-free reptilian heavy rock band Whitesnake. Here's your unrelated question. This week, it was revealed that physicists have successfully used lasers to clean valuable works of art in similar ways that they use the techniques that they use to remove tattoos. This kind of laser dirt removal has been well established for stone and metal artifacts, but now has been applied to radio presenters, such as the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross, as well as famous wall paintings of Siena in Italy. It's a new technique, which the idea is to clean the crevices of Paul Ross, which are usually uncleanable, but with laser technology. That's kind of how it works. It's a technique they used to clean up paintings. Here's your question. Name five famous arts. Five famous arts.
Five famous what?
Arts. A-R-T-S. Arts.
Monet one.
Good.
A Tracy Emin.
Yes.
One.
Yeah.
Hockney.
Hockney.
Gonna have to
Banksy. Good. Gonna have to put a timer on you now. Gonna have to put a timer. Yeah. Oh. Oh. All right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I had written on the card. I said, name five famous arts. You could have had Garfunkel. Full Dodger. Horse and... someone who's done a... and... Echoke.
I'm disturbed. I'm actually disturbed. Yeah. You distracted me with the whole crevices thing.
Yeah,
and
well...
now I'm not feeling great.
No, well, don't worry. All is not lost, because we need to now work out your score.
Okay.
So to do that, we're going to check the system. We're just going to check the system. So bear with us. Right. It's a dial-up system, and we have to sort of tap it in. So just stand by a moment for us, Natalie, while we just empty the stuff into the system.
I'll just turn it on.
Just going, it's quite a slow system.
Sorry.
Natalie, I'm sorry about this. It takes a while to get in. But once we're in, we're in. Okay, we're in.
Right.
So fine. So we're just gonna tap in the details there. Tap in the details.
Oh, hang on.
Keep typing.
Sorry. I don't think this is a keyboard.
Right. And we're there. Okay, right, print it off.
I print it off.
Just printing it off now. It's quite a slow printer, Natalie, sorry. You wouldn't think this show was the most listened to one on the station, would you? It's a bigger shock to us as it was to you, Nat.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Right. It's just printing off now.
Paper jam.
There we go. Right. And so, Cornelius.
Yeah.
She's looking for some points in this week's edition. It's Natalie off of the Badass Woman's Hour show at the weekends, Saturday evenings. She's after some points. What did she get?
Some points.
She got some points! Come on!
Natalie!
You got some points, Natalie.
I got all of the points. I think you're wrong.
All the available points, which is some points. Congratulations, you've gone to the top of the leaderboard with everybody else who's ever played.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you very much for playing.
I feel honoured.
And we look forward... I know you're lying. And we look forward to Badass Woman's Hour at the weekend.
Thank you very much.
There it is. There you go. That's Natalie. Natalie there. Natalie off of Badass Woman's Hour, getting some points in this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Delaney. Sam Delaney is with you from 4 o'clock on Drive here on Talk Radio. He's here, right now. To tell us what's coming up. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, gang. Hi, there. Hi, how are you both?
We're great.
Very bad.
You're terrible. Yeah, you look awful, mate. You look absolutely terrible. So we'll be doing the Lords, because this bill basically just got, you know, ushered through by the Commons. They just didn't do their job.
Yeah.
I was thinking, basically, they didn't do their job, the MPs. They're voted to scrutinise this sort of stuff on our behalf. But in fact, what they said is, look, whatever's in this document, a lot of them said, we don't agree with the very essence of this bill about Brexit. Nevertheless, we don't care. Put it through.
Yeah.
So they're not doing it. So they're getting paid for not doing their job.
Yeah, on our behalf.
It's a dereliction of duty.
Yes.
Like, you remember when that Italian cruise ship started sinking and the Italian captain just jumped off and then got in a car and rang his mum and drove away?
Got in a lot of trouble for that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And they've done exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
They've sunk a ship, jumped off, and I don't know whether they've called their mums. That's where the metaphor ends, but it's nice to think of it that way.
Well, but if you can't find that out as a fact or not by the end of the programme, then frankly, your team won't be doing the research job.
I'm not doing the sort of job that I'm being paid to do here.
There you go.
And that job is journalism. I know that because I checked with the boss just before I came in here. I said, what is it that I actually do here? And he said, journalism. Now get out of my office.
He said that to me as well, but it's yet to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll be doing that. We've got James Cleverly, the Conservative MP and Brexit fan here in the studio.
Yep.
What's his favourite animal?
Yeah, I will ask him.
Do ask him. Because the series of Politicians' Favourite Animals with Sam Delaney is running on our programme, so we do need a new one. So
I know, because I've only actually ever done two.
Yeah.
but no, he's a good one. I've met him before. I can see he'll give you a very thoughtful answer.
Good, good.
So there's that to look forward to and some other things.
Great. Sam Delaney with you next on Talk Radio with Drive. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.